Summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hey, guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie App, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy Labor Day weekend. It is about Labor Day. I say about because the show airs different times in different markets, but for us, we're smack dab in the middle of our Labor Day weekend and just enjoying a work-free day around the Money Pit, because there's always a project to do at our Money Pit, just like there is to do, we're sure, at yours as well. But if you are doing a project, maybe not taking the day off, or maybe planning a project, and maybe you're stuck, don't know where to begin, don't know if you can do it yourself, don't know if you could do it with the help of a YouTube video, like so many of us do today, or maybe you are ready to hire a pro and you need some assistance, reach out to us. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Well, fall is approaching, and you might be wondering if replacing old or drafty windows is a smart move. In today's Smart Spending Tip, we're going to walk you through seven key questions to ask yourself to determine if this project is right for you right now.
And painting is one DIY project that probably seems the most simple to do, but that's exactly why it's even more frustrating than ever when a seemingly simple project like painting comes out badly. We're going to share pro painting tips to help you out in just a bit.
And as we head into the pandemic season two, it looks like many Americans will continue to work from home, which will continue to fuel a resurgence in the need for home office space. And if you're ready to set up a new, more organized space in your work life, we're going to share tips on furniture and organizers that you can build yourself in today's DIY project highlight presented by Craig Tool.
But first, whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So give us a call so we can help you get started or help you get finished.
Take a look around your house. We are ready to help you get those projects done. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Heading over to Florida, we've got Beverly on the line who's got a question about siding. What's going on? Are you installing it yourself?
It's just a shed, and it's 10 by 10, and I had some siding that I got, some vinyl siding, and I wanted to put it on the shed, and I figured the shed's only 8 feet high, so I'd be able to, you know, put it on myself.
Okay.
But I heard conflicting opinions about whether I should use screws or nails.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, one hardware store guy goes, use screws, another one says, use nails. And it's going on Oriental strand board. And then I put tar paper.
Yeah. So it's not a tough question. It's not even a close question. You're going to use nails. And not only are you going to use nails, you're going to use nails and you're not going to drive them home. You're not going to drive them to where they're solidly banging that siding into the Orient strand board. Vinyl siding has some peculiarities to its installation method. So, you know, of course, you start low, right? And the pieces interlock. Now, if you'll notice, vinyl siding doesn't have nail holes. It has nail slots. And that's for a really important reason. The vinyl has a really big expansion ratio. So if you put the vinyl siding on too tight, where it can't slide, it's going to buckle and looks terrible. You can always see a bad siding job on the south side of the house when the sun hits it and it buckles. And that's because the siding was nailed on too solidly. So you're going to use like a flathead nail, like a roofing nail would be fine or something like that. And you want to just put it in the center of the slot and you don't want to make it tight. You want to leave enough space. When you're done, you should be able to grab that piece of siding and slide back and forth in the slot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if it slides back and forth, that's perfect. That's exactly what you want. It's not going to fall off. It's not going to blow away. But because you've put it on loosely that way, it'll be able to expand and contract and not buckle. Okay?
Well, I'm glad you told me because the first I put the screw in and I put it in tight.
Yeah, that's natural. That's what we are sort of destined to do, is to really always make stuff really strong and tight. But when it comes to siding and then vinyl siding, it's just not done that way, and that's why.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, now we've got a call from Abe in New Hampshire who's dealing with some sort of septic smell in the house. What's going on?
How you doing? I listen to your program all the time, by the way. In fact, it's very interesting.
Thanks.
Glad to hear that.
We put in a brand-new engineered septic system about 10 years ago, and I noticed from the very beginning the downstairs toilets flush very well, and upstairs where I am flushes well, but it burps.
Okay.
And when I push the handle, it starts going down, and it's kind of like a small burp at the throat. It pushes up like a little bubble or something like that, and then it goes down every single time.
So what's going on is you don't have enough venting for that particular toilet, and so when you flush it and the water is drawn down, there's no makeup air replacing it.
It's like gasping for air.
So it's essentially gasping, right? You know the vents of those pipes that come up through the roof of homes?
Correct.
For some reason, this particular toilet is not vented correctly. It's not getting the air, or the vent is obstructed. I've seen these vents capped off when they're put in because the plumbers like to test the systems and never pull the caps off again. So there could be a whole host of reasons why you're not getting air, but it's really a simple fix. You need to figure out where the vent's obstructed, or if the vent doesn't exist, or it wasn't properly installed. You know, that's really the issue. If you can get more air into that vent, you'll be good to go.
Okay, yeah. So we can, yeah. So, I mean, it's very accessible. It's an easy part of the roof. I was hoping it wouldn't be something like that, or plugged up or whatever. And also, by the way, occasionally you get a slight, very slight septic odor coming up when it does that, too.
I mean, I guess that's possible because it's not vented. It's just, you know,
right,
holding more of that water in the pipes than it really should.
Yeah.
And the vents are designed to let that septic odor go. So that makes sense, actually.
All right. Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Good luck with that project. And thanks again for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Be sure to reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
Well, as windows improve in efficiency, updating your windows might result in lower heating and cooling costs, as well as increased comfort in your home. Or they might not. Up next, we're going to share 7 ways to know if this project is right for you right now in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, when the Money Pit returns.
Today's Money Pit is presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of indoor and outdoor wood projects. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com.
You live in a money pit.
Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, you know, taking care of a house, it's kind of a combination of love, pride, and sometimes heart-stopping fear, but we promise to help you plan, help you save some money, and help spare you from snafus. You can do all that when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Anna in South Dakota on the line with a question about ants. What is going on?
Took down a huge, huge tree, and the contractor that took it down said, good thing you took it down because in 2 years it probably would have fell.
Okay.
Because it's all hollow, and he said it had a huge carpenter ant nest in it.
Yep.
So my house is 10 feet away. Do I need to worry about that?
No. Carpenter ants are Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. Sure, they could infest your house, but they're not necessarily going to be motivated to go there over anything else that's lying about. You'll find ant nests like that, you know, once in a while, and they'll usually just go down in the ground. They'll go off to another location, but they're not like, hey, let's go over to Anna's house because I think I heard it's tasty. No, they're not necessarily going to go in your house. I mean, that said, you know, you ought to keep your eye out for all sorts of pests, carpet ants and termites in particular, but you're not at any increased risk of finding ants. I'll tell you, I had a surprise myself with ants a couple of weeks back. I have a bay window. It's filled with plants, and I was doing some cleaning, and I had noticed we were getting some persistent ants in this area, and I figured they were coming in from the outside, you know, being the knowledgeable home improvement expert that I am. Well, imagine my surprise when I lifted up a big clay pot that had a flowering plant in it and found that the ant infestation was in fact in the plant. So we were helping this ant infestation survive by dutifully watering our plant. And once I got the plant outside, those ants had to find a new place to live. We haven't seen a single one since. So, you know, they're not necessarily looking to go to your house. I think that you're going to be fine.
Okay. That was my only concern. The house is, you know, was built in 1908, and it's like, it's, you know.
Yep. Man, it's going to be fine for another 100 years. You don't worry about that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Stuart in Louisiana is on the line and has a question about light bulbs. What can we do for you?
I was curious about choosing the correct kind of light bulb over fluorescent versus LED, and what wattage of whichever one I choose.
So, compact fluorescent technology is pretty much fading now, pardon the pun, and I think what you really want to look at is some of the many choices in LEDs. In terms of wattage, you know, it's not really measured in wattage anymore. It's measured in lumens. But generally speaking, if you do see a wattage indicator on the bulb, it's going to be about 25% of what you're used to getting in terms of light output. So, for example, a bulb that would deliver the equivalent of around 100 watts of light that you might be used to with an incandescent bulb is only going to use about 25 watts or less of electricity, only because it's that much more efficient. What a lot of folks don't recognize is that wattage is a measure of power. It's not a measure of light. Light's measured by lumens. But we're just so accustomed over the years to choosing the wattage when it comes to bulb and understanding how much light that delivers. But if you're trying to figure out about like what the conversion rate is, it's about 25%. It uses about 25% of the power to deliver the same light that you would have gotten out of say the 100 watt incandescent bulb in my example. Does that make sense?
It does indeed. So what lumen range would I be like basically looking for if I wanted to have the same amount of same amount of light as a 100 watt light bulb?
Good question. A 100 watt incandescent bulb is going to deliver about 1600 lumens. So not that easy to do the math. It's not really convenient, but that's what it is. 100-watt bulb delivers about 1,600 lumens. 75-watt bulb would deliver around, say, 1,000 to 1,100 lumens. So that's the range that you're looking for.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your assistance.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, fall is approaching, and you might be wondering if replacing older drafty windows is a wise move. Taking advantage of advances in window technology can potentially reduce your heating and cooling bills, as well as increase your home's comfort.
To help, we put together 7 key questions that can help you decide if it's time to take on this project at your house. In today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Now, first, ask yourself this. Are your heating and cooling bills getting bigger every year? You know, windows and doors are one of the largest sources of energy leaks. And one way you can test this is with a blower door test. It's done by an energy auditor, and it can pinpoint exactly how leaky your windows actually are. You should first ask your utility company if they offer the service, because many of them do. Next, let's talk about how old those windows are, because every product in your home has a lifespan. And for windows, it's around the 15-year mark. Because at around 20, it is really time to seriously determine if your windows are still doing what they're supposed to do, because things wear out.
Now, you also have to think about, are your old wooden frames so swollen that the windows just won't open? Now, windows that stick or those that are so loose that they don't stay up, those really are a big detraction from home value and, of course, a source of drafts. Another thing to look at is how many panes of glass do your windows have? Now, single-paned windows are the least energy efficient, and they can actually cause your energy bills to soar, so you want to replace those inefficient windows with double or even highly efficient triple-paned Energy Star qualified windows, and that's going to enhance your energy savings and make your home a lot more comfortable during all seasons.
Now, speaking of the panes of glass, do you see condensation that appear either inside the window or in between the double or triple pane windows? Because if you're seeing that, you have failed seals. And if that's the case, you might need to replace the glass or the entire window. But frankly, replacing the glass in an older window is simply not worth it. It's almost as expensive as doing the entire window. Next, let's talk about how easily the windows open and close. If they're hard to open or close, or they're not going to stay open or stay locked, so many times the windows, you open them and they fall right down, definitely a sign that the windows are ready for replacement.
Now, do you also notice that maybe your house is especially noisy? Well, if you live near an airport or even a busy street, you might want to consider replacing your windows with laminated glass or double-paned windows, and that's going to help reduce noise transmission into your home.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Now, I've got Nancy in Arkansas on the line with a painting question. How can we help you?
One that happened to my mom. And she has an older home, and there, she has, like, a lot of, like, she has a popcorn ceiling, and she has a lot of, like, cobwebs and stuff. And I'm just wondering, like, what would be the best way of removing those to eliminate as much, you know, debris falling in the carpet and that sort of thing, and, but, you know, to give it a fresh look.
Well, I think with a popcorn ceiling, you know, number one, you're fighting the texture, so everything kind of wants to get stuck up there. So first off is I would start with one of those, like, Swiffers that look like a feather duster just to get all of that dust and that the cobwebs down so that you've got a clean surface. And if that looks okay, then you might want to stop there. You can't really clean a popcorn ceiling because the way you remove a popcorn ceiling is to spray it with water and then you scrape it off. So if you try to clean it with any sort of cleanser or moisture, you're going to start to disintegrate the popcorn and make that come off if it's truly a popcorn ceiling and not like a textured stucco or something like that. So I think once you get the spider webs and things off of it, you might be better off just painting it and giving it a fresh coat to just, you know, sort of freshen up the ceiling space a little bit. But if you do decide to paint the popcorn ceiling, you have to get a very specialized roller. It looks like it's a foam roller that has like a spiral cut to it, and that will open up to sort of accommodate the popcorn ceiling texture. If you use a regular roller, it's going to paint it and then pull the texture off. So you have to be careful in your application, but that'll do a great job of freshening it up.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Bob from Arkansas on the line with a flooring problem. What's going on at your house?
We was out of town overnight, and our house flooded inside from a broken pipe, and it flooded the whole house. So the company come in and tore out all my flooring and subflooring. And when they come back in, the contractors, I bought fit together tiles that are like pergo. Anyway, when they put them together or put them in, did not lock them together. They laid them on the floor and knocked them together and broke all my locks. Now they're coming apart.
Oh, you see, a lot of those laminate floor tiles, they're not designed to be glued together. They're sort of a locking joint. Now, if they did not install them correctly, if they tried to bang them together instead of, you have to sort of like rotate them to click together, then there's going to be nothing you can do about that. They've essentially damaged the floor.
Okay. My question is, they're going to replace it, but should I have them tear out this old flooring and put the new one in, or just put this over there?
Yeah, definitely get rid of the old stuff because it's not going to be secure. There could be movement under that, and I would go back to the way it was. Get rid of that old flooring and start again from scratch. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and the Money Pit is presented by Angie. Well, Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, painting is probably one of the easiest DIY projects out there, but if you choose the wrong brush, it can turn out badly. We're going to share how to pick the perfect paintbrush for your project when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple Mat.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Fentanyl poisoning is a growing problem in our community, but we can help do something about it. Join us September 18th at 1 p.m. at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater for the Decennium Giving Circle to celebrate a beautiful heart taken from our community entirely too soon. The concert is free, but there will be a raffle with prizes donated by local businesses and artists. So come on down, because we can all make a difference.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
No, I don't think that's right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Brian. Good luck with that project.
Well, painting is one DIY project that probably seems the simplest to do. I mean, how much harder can it be than dipping a brush in a can and then slapping some paint on the wall?
Yeah, and that's exactly why it's even more frustrating than ever when a seemingly simple project like painting comes out bad. And that can happen if you start with the wrong brush.
Now, the average home improvement center provides a lot of options for brushes. So how do you know which brush, Tom, is the right brush for you?
Well, I mean, it all comes down to choosing the right bristles, and that depends on the type of paint or the type of stain or finish you're applying. So, for example, natural bristle brushes or China bristles are designed for oil-based paints. They give you a very even finish. They're sturdy enough to clean multiple times using paint thinner or turpentine. But you can't use natural bristles, though, for latex paints because they tend to soak up the water, and then they lose their springiness and they don't perform that well. So for those types of finishes, you need to use synthetic bristles. They're always the best choice.
Now, what about the quality of the brush? I mean, there's such a wide range, so is a better, more expensive brush, does that really make a big difference?
Yeah, you see the same size brush and starts at like a foam pad, you know, and then goes up to like a $25 brush. But I got to tell you, when it comes to those brushes, you definitely get what you pay for because the better brushes have more bristles. The bristles are of differing lengths. The bristles have split ends, which lets them hold more paint. And the lower quality brushes leave ridges in the paint as well as thin spots. So it doesn't give you a really even spot. I went to a brush factory once and it was fantastic to see how, I think this was the Purdy Brush Factory, how they're made. They actually have people that trim the ends of these to make a perfect tip to the end of those brushes. So I was so impressed that I've been using those Purdy brushes ever since.
They really are fantastic. But when it comes to painting, you know, a lot of it's the work, but then a lot of it's the cleanup. So do you have any tips to help keep those brushes clean after the project so you can actually use them again?
Yeah, never my favorite part of the project, but definitely worth the time it takes to do it right. So for both types of brushes, you definitely want to squeeze out as much of the paint or finish out of the brush as possible. I use paper towels for that, try to really soak out all that extra paint, because everything you get out with the paper towel, you don't have to get out with the paint thinner or the water or the turpentine, depending on what kind of paint you're using. And then for latex brushes, you want to rinse them out with warm soapy water and then hang them up to dry so the bristles are pointing down, and this way the water doesn't soak back in towards the handle. And for oil finishes, you need to dip them into paint thinner and leave them in there for a few minutes. Now, personally, I will leave them in there overnight sometimes if they're really, really gummed up and maybe I've been painting for a good number of hours. But once you take them out, you again wash them with hot soapy water. Now, one trick of the trade that I have, which has served me very well, is I will also keep a can of Simple Green, like a little, you know, tin can full of Simple Green, 100%, not thinned out, in the sink with me, and I'll soak the brushes in that overnight, even when I'm done cleaning them, because I find that it breaks down and takes out anything that possibly remains, and they're nice and soft and easy to work with after that. Just rinse them out and dry them, and you're good to go.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100 plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. We would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure in that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1 foot by 1 foot square pour of concrete, so that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still that you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay. Now, if there is a dirt floor, would it be wise to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1 foot by 1 foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the column sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Coming up, by all accounts, working from home is going to continue to be a very important option for the year ahead. So if you're ready to spruce up your home office, we're going to share some tips on projects that you can build yourself that can help in today's DIY project highlight, presented by Craig Toole, next.
You live in a body pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture resistant, mesh reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
You can join us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, as we head into pandemic season two, at least it seems that way at this point, it looks like many Americans are going to continue to work from home, and that's going to continue to fuel a resurgence in the need for home office space. Now, if you're ready to set up a new, more organized, super functional space in your house, we scoped out a few projects you can build yourself that will help in today's DIY project highlight presented by Craig Tool.
Yeah, first of all, here's a few pointers on choosing the best space. Now, creating a home office design setting that's both functional and personable will serve to boost your productivity and help save your sanity. You know, because is it work from home or is it I live at work? I mean, everything is sort of mixed up together, and the pandemic really forced people how to learn how to prioritize. Is it family first? Is it work first? I mean, now it's all right in front of you and you've got to deal with everything kind of at the same time. So with this in mind, you really can create a home office in a space as small as, say, a converted closet or even as large as a spare room if you've got one. But regardless, you've got to be sure to plan for lighting, good ventilation, and now, of course, the ever-important Zoom background. You know, for example, when you're on a Zoom call, if you've got a bright window right behind you, that's going to make you look darker and gloomy on screen. But at the same time, you don't want a space where your kids or other family members are just going to kind of be wandered around through your calls.
Yep. Now, let's talk about getting organized. You know, due to the supply chain problems that are driven by the pandemic, it's been really hard to find new office furniture. But there actually is a lot you can build yourself. Now, Craig Tool has been great at creating a wide range of project plans. I really love these plans. They're so detailed, and they walk you through every project step by step. And they're also rated for every level of DIYer, from easy to moderate to advanced. So here's a couple of examples from each area. Let's start with those easy plans, Les.
Yeah, now the easy plans, they're going to include a folding desk that's super simple to build and can easily be stored when your office is closed for the day. Now there's also a DIY command center, which is basically a wall organizer that can help you keep all of your projects on track. In the moderate category, there's a number of desk designs that include storage, including one called a modern industrial desk. Now, it blends the best of modern design with elements of industrial style, and it's going to pack a ton of customizable storage into one very stylish workspace.
And for you advanced DIYers, there's a really beautiful design for a plywood and concrete writer's desk. So it'd be great for writing, for holding a computer, for sketching. The structure is actually made entirely of plywood, and the Craig pocket hole joinery makes it easy to put together, so it's definitely solid. And for bigger office spaces, there's also a full plan for a rustic multi-purpose work table that can double as an extra dining table for family gatherings, or maybe even homework space. Now, check this out. It features 22 drawers, 4 open shelves with plenty of storage, and options for lots of use. So don't wait any longer to create the best home office space for your home. Get building now for projects that can set you up for total success.
And that's today's DIY project highlight presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It makes it easy for anyone to join wood using a strong pocket hole joint for all kinds of projects and a variety of materials.
Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-tool.com.
Eric in Arkansas is on the line and has a problem with smoke damage in his money pit. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I recently bought a foreclosure that's got some smoke and fire damage. And I was curious, is there a product or a special way that the walls need to be treated, some kind of special primer to cover up the smoke damage, to get rid of the smell, or do I have to gut the whole thing?
You know, one of the best primers for this particular purpose is made by Zinsser, and it's called BIN, B-I-N. And essentially, it's a synthetic shellac, and what it does is completely seal in the odor that's kind of soaked into that wall. So if you do a really good job applying this type of a primer, I think that the odor will go away, and you'll have a terrific base upon which to apply your sort of top coat of color.
Okay, now Zinsser, is that what it's called?
Zinsser is a manufacturer, and their product is called BIN, B-I-N.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, does your kitchen still have an old laminate countertop? Well, we're going to share a tip for a weekend makeover that can have it looking like stone when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at MoneyPit.com. Let's jump into some of those right now, starting with our friend Jim.
All right, Jim wants to know, does insulation in the attic need to be replaced if it's been wet? He says, we had a leak that was fixed, but the insulation got wet or damp throughout.
So, Jim, insulation actually gets damp as a matter, as sort of a matter of course, because that's why we have ventilated attics, right? You have high humidity that dampens insulation, and then the ventilation helps to dry out that humidity. Now, if the leak got, just say, one area wet and it dried out right away, it's no big deal. If you had some major issue like wind and rain tore off roof shingles and the whole thing got soaked, then in that case, obviously, I would replace it all. But the fact that it got damp or got wet and then dried out is not in and of itself a reason to replace it. At the same time, though, keep in mind that most homes in this country don't have enough insulation. So if you're going to do that project or if you're going to add more, let's try to get enough to keep you comfortable and keep those energy bills down all year long. So an average amount of insulation, if we're talking about fiberglass, that might be nice and energy efficient, would probably be in that sort of 15, 16, 17 inch range. You know, a good foot plus is what you're looking for, and that is going to make a big difference to your comfort and to your energy savings.
All right, now we've got Suzanne who writes. She says, my kitchen has a Formica countertop and backsplash, but it needs an update. I'm not at all that interested in covering these surfaces with tile, but I wondered if it's possible to paint them. I listen to your program on Sundays on WRKO in Boston, and I always appreciate your tips.
Well, we appreciate you, Suzanne. So painting countertop, not such a great idea. There are some countertop paints out there, and they look good when they're done, but I found they're not too durable. The single exception is actually not a paint. It's a stone coating, and it's called Spreadstone, and it comes in a countertop refinishing kit. It's made by the Deich Corporation, D-A-I-C-H. They make a coating that actually is real stone and takes that laminate and turns it into a solid stone surface. It's an amazing technology and as durable as heck. So I would definitely be comfortable with you doing a countertop refinishing kit with that Deich product, the Spreadstone, but not painting. Painting is not going to look good at all. It's going to scratch and peel off, and it'll just look worse.
All right, now Deanna says, I own an older two-story home in the country. Over the years, lots of shingles on the roof have mostly blown off, and I've had a lot of leaks. My question is it worth it to try and repair the roof, or should I get an entirely new one?
I think it comes down to how many shingles you're talking about here. If it's, you know, a shingle here and there, it's very easy to replace those and add some asphalt cement underneath the tab so it doesn't blow off again. If you've had a lot of shingle loss, and maybe it's mostly the tar paper that's keeping the rain out at this point, in that case, then I think I would strip the entire roof and I would re-roof the entire thing. I would not go on top of the old shingles, by the way. It's not going to be even if you do that, and it might shorten the life of the new roof. And the roof is really important. It's the one thing that keeps your structure intact, so you really got to take care of it.
And you know what? You put a good roof on, and you're going to get 25, 30 years out of it, so you're not going to have to do this again for a long time.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope it's a beautiful Labor Day weekend in your part of the country. That's where we are right now. And if you're thinking about some projects as it starts to cool off, We invite you to reach out to us during the week when the mood strikes and give us some details about those projects. Give us your questions. What are you trying to decide between, whether it's the way it gets built, the decor, the colors, the mechanical side of it? We are here to help you as we move through the end of this year. Get those projects done right. Remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post those questions anytime to moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The United States planning to send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo.
The plan is for evacuees who fail to clear initial screening or otherwise require more processing. The U.S. Embassy in Kosovo says it does not mean the country will be taking evacuees who had been deemed ineligible for admission to the United States. It notes some applicants are still in the process of obtaining needed documents and providing all information required for immediate entry. The plan is likely to face objections from refugee advocates. They already complain of a lack of public disclosure and uncertain legal jurisdiction in the Biden administration's use of overseas transit sites for the evacuees. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Power to Louisiana residents, probably not happening until the end of the month. Energy Louisiana says the hardest hit areas are mostly in the five southeastern parishes, and some people there could go longer without electricity. The energy provider says Ida downed more power poles than Hurricanes Katrina, Zeta, and Delta combined. Only about a quarter of customers have had power restored as of this morning. President Biden continues to lose favor among Americans.
The Rasmussen Daily Tracking Poll found that the president earned a monthly job approval of 46% in August, down 3 points from July. 53% disapproved of his job performance in August, and that was up 4 points. It was the third consecutive monthly decline in approval ratings since May. In addition, the president ended last week with only 44% of likely U.S. voters approving of his job performance. Ken Lorman reporting.
Five sailors missing nearly a week after a helicopter crashed about 70 miles off San Diego have now been officially declared dead by the Navy. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Court documents have identified the 32-year-old man who took a knife and attacked people in an Auckland supermarket with a knife injuring 7 people. Authorities say he was an extremist.
Experts say the current laws are too focused on punishing actions and inadequate for dealing with plots before they are carried out. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says lawmakers were close to filling in some of these legislative holes when the attack occurred. She's vowed laws will be changed by the end of the month. Police Commissioner Andrew Costa says the law they were working under required the man to make the first move. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The incident Friday happened inside the store when the man grabbed the knife off the shelf and began slashing. Thousands of activists did protesting in Berlin for more inclusive and progressive society. The action comes just 3 weeks before the country's national election. More at townhall.com. Some Lake Tahoe residents who fled a raging wildfire burning toward the California-Nevada border have encountered an unexpected obstacle, price gouging.
A rideshare company quoted the fee of more than $1,500 to be transported from the smoke-choked ski resort at Heavenly Valley to the safety of Reno Tahoe International Airport, about 8 times the going rate. The Nevada Hotel Casino outside the evacuation order zone advertised a 2-night stay for just under $1,100, almost 4 times the midweek rate offered a day earlier. While there is no federal law that bans it during emergencies, at least a dozen state houses have addressed price gouging since last year, including Nevada and California. Patrick Foss reporting.
A group of election security experts are calling for a post-election audit that can help detect malicious attempts to interfere in the upcoming September 14th recall election of California Governor Gavin Newsom. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
E-cigs don't burn tobacco leaves, and they come in lots of flavors. That's what tobacco companies tell you. Here are 3 things tobacco companies don't say. 1. Many teens don't know their flavored e-cigs have nicotine. 2. Nicotine is a poison that can rewire the teen brain. 3. 80% of kids who tried vaping did it because of the flavors. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you look around your house, your home, your apartment, your condo, your yurt, wherever you live, wherever you call home, is there a project or two or three that you would like to get done? Well, guess what? We are here. We're on your team. We're ready to roll up our sleeves and get going. We can do that by answering any question that you have about those projects around the house, because we've been doing this for a long time and we have heard it all. We have done a good part of it and we're ready to help share that knowledge with you to make your projects get done easier, faster, quicker, and with less wasted money in the process. So give us a call with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you're the parent of a college student or you know one who is, we are about to enter what I call the silly season because it's when real estate agents press young, inexperienced students to sign leases that are typically chock full of ridiculous requirements and stiff fines and lots of fees that anyone renting outside of a college town would find ludicrous. We're going to tell you what to look for to prepare your young renters from these somewhat predatory practices.
And now that we're nearing the end of summer, it's a good time to think about bringing the green inside with houseplants. But if you feel like you were born with maybe not the greenest thumb, fear not. With the right plants and a few tips, we can help get you on the path to redemption and forgiveness with our list of the top five healthiest and hardest to kill houseplants.
And as you look around your home, are cracks and holes and nail pops taken away from your otherwise well-maintained space? We're going to have tips on how to fix them yourself in just a bit.
Plus, if you'd like to build projects that require a little joinery to keep those things together, we've got a great tool to give away today from Craig Tool, and it's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, which is worth $99, and it's going out to one listener drawn at random.
So if you're a DIYer, you like to build stuff, why don't you give us a call with your questions, and you might just win that Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. The number here again is 888-MONEY-FIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Caitlin in Iowa's on the line and needs some help restoring an old bath. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. My husband and I moved into our 1917 farmhouse about a year ago, and our main bathroom only has a clawfoot tub, and we would like a shower in it. So I was wondering if you had any tips on restoring the clawfoot tub and installing a shower kit.
So you want to keep the tub, right? You don't want to put a separate shower. You just want to basically plumb up a shower head into that, correct?
Correct.
Since it's a clawfoot tub, if you disconnect the plumbing, then you can get that out of the house. Because the best way to refinish that, to resurface that, is to send it out to a company that does that. Because if you do it in the house itself, they can come in with acids and they can etch the old finish, and they can add a new finish, and then they can bring in heat lights and bake it on. But I've found that it doesn't work nearly as well as basically sending it out to a place that's set up to re-enamel a tub. And then you're going to have one that really lasts for the long haul. And after that, you know, installing a shower kit to that is pretty much a plumbing project. Lots of places like Restoration Hardware have kits, or you can find them online, where you could basically plumb up the pipe that comes up and then arcs over for the shower head, and you need a nice circular shower curtain, a shower bar above it for a curtain. And, you know, all that's easy, but the hard part is getting the tub re-enameled.
Okay, and how costly is re-enameling a tub?
It's probably not as expensive as buying a new tub, and it's going to last indefinitely.
Okay, well, thank you for your advice.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading to North Carolina, where Fred's on the line with a humidity problem. How can we help you?
I've got two daughters who, I think, live in our bathroom, constantly taking showers, which is, I guess, a good problem to have. But I'm starting to smell mold and stuff in the house. I think it's tied to that. And before I even get into it, I figured I'd do the smart thing and call you guys.
Well, you know, bathrooms are sources of enormous humidity during those showers, the extended showers. Do you have a bathroom fan? Do you have a ceiling fan?
I do, but it's ancient.
Okay. Well, it should still work even if it's ancient. So here's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, make sure it's working. Make sure it's vented outside. That's important. Secondly, it's a good idea to run it for a good 10 or 15 minutes after the shower is completed and after you leave the room. There's actually a switch that can do that for you. It's made by Leviton, and it's a humidity sensor and fan control. And essentially the way it works is it does just that. It senses the humidity level inside the room and will automatically turn it off when the humidity goes down. Because if you can reduce the amount of moisture that's staying in that bathroom, you will dramatically reduce the amount of mold growth that you're getting on tile and other places. So I would suggest that you check the fan to make sure it's functional and operational, that you replace the light switch or the fan switch with the humidity sensor and fan control from Leviton, and then give your bathroom a good cleaning to get rid of all the debris and mold that might be there now. And I think you'll see a dramatic difference, because without that moisture sitting around for those long periods of time, you're just not going to have the same issues.
And you know what, Fred, if this is a project you want to tackle yourself, but you're a little unsure, if you head on over to Leviton's website, right on the page with the humidity sensor and fan control, you'll find an installation video that'll talk you right through it.
Okay. Well, that's why I call the experts.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you need some help with a project? Whatever you are working on, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, you have a college student who plans to rent a house for the next academic year? Well, now is when those leases get signed, and they're often full of ridiculous requirements and stiff fines and crazy fees. We're going to tell you how to protect your young renters when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small.
This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with Floor Source Factory Direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be on the Money Pit Podcast. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, do you like to build projects where you have to join boards together? Well, we've got the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro to give away to one lucky listener. We're going to give it out to one person drawn at random that reaches us with their home improvement question. And this tool makes it easy to work with lots of different materials, including solid wood and plywood and composites. Also works well with 1x and 2x boards and hardwoods, and it's great for building inside projects like furniture or cabinets and outside projects like trellises or pergolas. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro retails for $99.99, and it's available at craigtool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers. But we've got one to give away to one listener, so make that you and call us now with your home improvement question or post it to moneypit.com.
Betty in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on?
Okay, I'm in Tennessee, and for several weeks on end, we have temperatures from the mid-80s and up to the, almost 100. During that time, when it's really hot, there is mold that comes into my closet that leads to the attic stairs.
Okay.
And it comes out from a couple of vents in a couple of bathrooms and sort of on the ceiling in the hallway adjacent to the attic stairs.
How do you know it's mold and not something else?
Well, I mean, it's little black spots and, you know.
The reason I say that is sometimes if you have a difference in temperatures, you will get condensation of basically the airflow on those surfaces. Now, that condensation can tend to deposit some of the dirt that's in the air, and it's not like you have a dirty house. It's just that sometimes you get dirt particles in the air on the walls, and they'll stick to the cooler parts and not so much to the warmer parts. So, you know, one question I have is it really mold that you're seeing? Because mold doesn't usually become airborne. It just kind of grows on a surface.
Well, I don't think it's sticking to cooler parts because the closet that leads to the attic stairs, I mean, the heat is intense in there, and I try to leave the door open as much as I can.
So if it is mold that's forming, it sounds to me like it might potentially be in your duct system, which is unusual, but I'm wondering where else it could be. Have you had the system cleaned? Have you had the filters replaced on your systems? Because that should be trapping mold spores.
No, I just really didn't know what to do.
All right, well, here's what I would do. I would have the HVAC system inspected by your heating and cooling company to see if they find any of these deposits inside the system. And if that's the case, I would have that and the duct system thoroughly clean. I usually don't recommend that because it's almost never necessary. But if you're getting this much mold forming in those areas, it may be that there are deposits inside the ducts and it does need to be cleaned. Just make sure it's done by a professional so it doesn't get released to other parts of the house, okay?
Okay. Who would be the professional?
Duct cleaning experts that have dealt with this problem before, and your HVAC company may be able to point you in the right direction.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you're the parent of a college student, we are about to enter what we call the silly season. Now, that's when real estate agents start to press these young, inexperienced students to sign leases that are really full of ridiculous requirements and stiff fines and fees that anyone renting outside of a college town would just find ludicrous.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've had kids moving in and out of college housing now for like 10 years, and it's really insane what you see. First, why is this the silly season? So what happens is kids move in to schools end of August, September, and then right around October or so, about a month later, all of a sudden the leases come up for the following year. So you're talking about like a year in advance. Now, sometimes these kids are barely getting to know each other at this point, and they're forced to try to find a group of three or four to rent a house. But of course, there's not so many houses available, or at least that's what the realtors would have you believe. So this, all of this demand and anxiety around not only choosing your roommates, but also finding a house that's going to work for you. But that's not the half of it. Because once you get into these houses and you choose one, I have read these leases for years and they are just nuts. The things that are in these leases you wouldn't see anywhere else in any other housing market that is outside of a college town in America. For example, one house that one of my kids moved into once had hardwood floors throughout the whole house. And it was an older house, and frankly, it was terribly maintained, but that's where they wanted to live. So the lease said that the kids were required to cover every inch of the floor with carpet. Are you kidding me? So when does a tenant have to carpet a house before they can move into it?
Like, seriously, wall-to-wall carpet or area rugs layered?
I don't know if it was wall-to-wall, but area rugs, but it was on top of each other. I mean, it was just nuts. Fines for the silliest of things. I remember once when my daughter moved out of a condominium that we spent hours cleaning and scrubbing carpets, carpet machine, the whole nine yards. It was in perfect shape, and she was fined for two things.
So first, there was one dryer lint sheet that was stuck in between the dryer and the washer on the floor that somebody saw. One lint sheet.
Get out. They charged her for this?
That was a trash charge of $8, but that's not the worst of it. Then in her bedroom, on the back of her door handle, you know how sometimes kids will leave, or maybe adults too, hair bands and things like that? Do you do that, a hair band like on a doorknob or something?
I mean, I keep them on doorknobs. I keep them on
right.
The car shift. I keep them everywhere.
One hair band. $8 for charge.
That's crazy.
I mean, there's so many of these things. And what I found, Leslie, is that these real estate companies, these management companies, they keep these fees and these fines at just below what sort of the parent pain portal might be. So the parents go, it's only $20. Oh, it's $50. Oh, it's $100. I'm just going to pay it. You know, they don't want to fight it. But collectively, they're just making just boatloads of money off of these kids because they're inexperienced. I mean, think about it. They're around 18, 19. They've just become legal adults. They're probably signing their first real contract of their lives, and they have no way to understand if this is normal or not. I'm telling you, it's not. And finally, you got to watch out for the safety of your kids. I mentioned before that the house that my son moved into was not in good shape. That's kind of an understatement. This house had disconnected live wires that were hanging in different places. It had bird nests in the attic. It had leaky oil tanks in the basement. It had dryer exhaust ducts that were pointed into the basement and circling all that dusty, dirty, lint-laden air, which is a fire hazard, right under the rooms where they live and they sleep. It was a mess. I got no satisfaction from the real estate agents. They were just jerking me around. So I went to the head building inspector of the town. I said, hey, you got to fix this. And, man, he must have come up with 15 or 20 different violations for that house. And all we wanted them to do was clean up the easy stuff. But, I mean, I had to go through all that trouble just to get them to do the right thing. So you need to make sure that those houses are safe. The bottom line is this. If your kids are looking at houses, tell them. Don't sign anything until you have a chance to review the house and review the lease. It's really, really critical.
Well, that's good advice. I mean, a lot of people are going to deal with this very soon.
All right, now we've got Diane in Illinois who needs some extra storage space at her money pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a deck off of our master bedroom, and it's a 12 by 12 deck, and I want to turn it into a walk-in closet, and I want to bring my washer and dryer from the basement upstairs and put it into that closet.
Well, this sounds like a good project, Diane, but I have to tell you that generally when people try to convert a deck into a finished room, I've seen it done many, many times, especially in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector. It just doesn't work for a lot of reasons. And I can understand that you want it to, you know, flow nicely into the house and all of that, but you're really talking about an addition here. And if you're going to build an addition, you typically are going to build it different than a deck. What I would recommend is that even though this is a small project, it's a complicated project because not only do you want a closet, you also want laundry there. I think this is a great opportunity for you to consult with an architect because you have a lot to do to get this done correctly, and you also don't want to make it look like it's sort of slapped on the outside of your house because it's going to detract from your home value. But every single time I've seen somebody try to take a deck and convert it into living space, it's never worked out too well. It might be that you can preserve some of the framing and maybe incorporate it in there, but it's going to now be living space. It's going to have to be heated. It's going to have to be cooled. It's going to have wiring. It's going to have plumbing. You know, it's an addition. It's no longer going to be in a deck. So while that space might fit well for it, you know, starting with the existing deck doesn't always make the most sense, okay?
Okay. So we would have to just tear that deck down and start over, or?
You may, but that's why I say let's not speculate on this and let's not make a wrong step. This is a type of project where you are well advised to hire an architect. It's not going to be an expensive consulting fee because it's a small project. But it's really smart to do that in this situation because you'll find out what you can save and what you have to tear down. You won't make a costly mistake.
Okay. I didn't want anything falling off the house and tearing a roof apart, and I didn't want to have to do all of that. So I appreciate your advice.
Thank you, Diane. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Vernon in Colorado who's fixing up the bath. How can we help you?
I had heard a while back on your show, if you're going to re-caulk your bathtub, to fill it up with water, but I do not remember if anything was said about removing the water immediately after it was caulked or letting the caulk set up first before you would let the water out. So I wanted to check on that before I started my project with some good kitchen and bath caulk.
Well, absolutely. The tip you heard about filling the tub with water is totally correct. And the reason why we do that is when you fill the tub with water, it sort of weighs down and sits down onto the base a little more. So if you fill it with water and then go ahead and caulk, then you let the caulk dry, and then you drain the bath. When it sort of empties out, it's going to lift back up and compress that caulk. So the next time you actually go to take a bath or a shower and you're standing in there and the tub presses down on the base, it's going to stretch the caulk and it's all going to stay in place. So that's really a good trick of the trade, because it keeps it in its place longer and it really lets it adhere to where it needs to be.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you so much.
Whatever you are working on, the Money Pit is here to help you out and is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie is going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, do you feel like you weren't born with a green thumb? Maybe you are just terrible with houseplants and you just can't keep them alive? Well, we can help you get on the path to redemption and forgiveness by those plants with our list of the top five healthiest and hardest to kill houseplants after this. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi. My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation, I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A federal judge in Texas blocked a mandate requiring medical facilities to provide gender transition procedures to everyone, including minors. Folks, this mandate violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act by attacking the right to the free exercise of religion.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we know that taking care of a home really is a combination of a lot of things like love and pride and heart-stopping fear. But we promise to help you plan, save you some money, and spare you from snafus.
Join us on the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, guys, now that we are nearing the end of summer, it's a good time to think about bringing the green inside with houseplants. But if you feel like you weren't necessarily born with any luck when it comes to plants, fear not, because with the right plants and a few tips, we can help you get on the path to redemption with our list of the top five hardest to kill houseplants. And no, they're not synthetic. These are real houseplants, real live houseplants.
Yeah, you know, one of the main problems I think that people run into when they're trying to grow a houseplant is that they pick a plant that maybe just has some super fussy needs. And if your new plant requires a lot of light and your home doesn't really get much, it's not going to work out. Or say if it needs constant moisture and frequent fertilizing and you're just not that consistent, that plant is going to be super stressed out. But the trick here is to choose a plant that's well suited to what you have to give it.
Now, fortunately, there are lots of beautiful and very low-maintenance plants to choose from. So let's start with the snake plant, which is also called the mother-in-law's tongue. I have no idea why, but it's interesting. It's a hardy plant, likes a lot of light, and other than that, it can kind of go weeks without attention. And if it gets enough light, it will even bloom and can grow a stalk of very fragrant, sort of light green blossoms, which are beautiful and smell very nice. Then there's the jade plant, a very attractive plant, also needs plenty of light, but not so much water. If the soil feels dry, you water it, but if it gets too dry, it actually will go dormant for a while, which buys you a little extra time between those waterings.
Now, let's talk about the golden pothos, and this plant also goes by the name devil's ivy, but it's definitely on the good side, guys. Now, it's one of the plants that's named by NASA as an excellent air cleaner, and it likes to dry out between waterings, but if you see that it's starting to lose some leaves, that means it's too dry, and it actually can handle some low light conditions. Another great choice is aloe. Now, cooks like to keep the spiky succulent in the kitchen so that they can snap off one of the leafy, like fleshy leaves. And when you see it, when you rip it open, there's like a gel inside, which is aloe gel. And you can use that to treat burns. Now, it's going to thrive with indirect light and a deep watering every few weeks. Now, next up is lucky bamboo. And this really is the right plant for you if you tend to overwater because it's often grown directly in water. Although once those roots are well established, you can plant it in some subsoil, and Lucky Bamboo is going to grow well in bright and indirect sunlight.
For more choices, see our 13 hardest-to-kill houseplants on MoneyPit.com.
Mary in Illinois is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I want to paint a fireplace. It's brick. And just want to know if there's if you can do that, first of all, and if there's a certain kind of paint you need to use.
Has it been painted before, or is it natural brick?
No, it's natural brick, original brick.
Well, you certainly can paint it, but I would think very carefully before you do this, because once you paint, you have to repaint eventually. And fireplaces tend to get very dirty and very smoky, and they're hard to keep clean. If it's just a color that you don't like, there may be some ways to sort of decorate around that color. But I would really hesitate to tell you to paint it. We get a lot of calls from folks that are not happy with painted fireplaces. They want to know how to do the exact opposite, which is get the paint off. And once you paint, it's just really hard to do that.
Okay, I was kind of worried about whether it would peel or when you say you just have to keep repainting because of...
Well, paint over time is going to crack and dry out, and it will get so dirty just from, you know, the exhaust and the use of the fireplace that you'll get sort of that haze around the upper portion of it, regardless of what type of screen you have. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that since this will be its first time being painted, the brick is so porous that you're going to put a lot of time into priming because it's just going to absorb all of that primer. And you want to get a good quality primer. You want to make sure that you brush in the grout lines, roll on the surfaces of the brick, brush again. So it's a lot of steps. It can be done. But as Tom said, if you want to take that paint off, it's now a chemical stripper. And because that brick is so porous, it's going to have sucked in all of that color. And so it'll never get back to that original brick look again. It'll have that sort of hue of whatever color it was.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Are you sending your kiddies off to school? Maybe you're feeling a little bit of the empty nest syndrome during the day. Well, lucky you, we can fill your house with projects to work on. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Up next, are you tired of staring at walls that are full of cracks or dings or even nail pops? Well, drywall repairs are a common headache for homeowners, but easy for a pro to handle. We're going to tell you what's involved in today's pro project presented by Angie after this.
Live in a body pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture resistant, mesh reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. and you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Hey, if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might also enjoy our podcast. You'll find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. And you will get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which we think is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. So go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you'd like to build projects where you're joining boards together, we've got a great prize for you. It's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, and it is a fantastic tool for you to have. It makes it easy to work with a wide variety of materials, including solid wood, plywood, composites, as well as 1x, 2x boards, and hardwoods. It's great if you want to build some indoor projects like furniture or cabinets, even shelving. And if you've got an outdoor project in mind, this is perfect for a trellis or a pergola. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro retails for $99.99, and it's available at craigtool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers.
But we've got one to give away to a lucky listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your home improvement, your reno, your repair, your decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them to moneypit.com.
Steve in Wisconsin is on the line with some cracks in the driveway. It's good to take care of these things now before the winter sets in. What's going on?
Not actually the crack, but the expansion joint between the garage and the driveway. And if I could fill that with some type of caulking so the water doesn't run down in there and then freeze.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because if you let the water accumulate under the driveway and under the edge of the garage, not only will you have issues with freezing, but the water can wash out the soil and then you can get some cracks in the slabs. So the best way to fill that is not with caulking per se, but there's a type of self-leveling sealant that's perfect for that. Quikrete makes it. It's called an advanced polymer self-leveling sealant. And the way you use it is you have to insert a backer rod into that gap first. And that's like a foam tube that you buy the size that's slightly bigger than the gap, and you push it in place and you get it sort of below the surface of where you're going to apply the sealant. And then that stops the sealant from falling down into the big void underneath it. And then you apply the self-leveling sealant. It flows out, gets tacky in about an hour. So it doesn't take a long time to set. And then it will expand and contract with the driveway. Now, I've used this because I like the fact that it stops all the debris from falling in there, because you can get debris and you'll get seeds that will sprout weeds and things like that. But it's also very easy to use, and because it expands and contracts, you're not going to have to do this every couple of years. If you do it once and you do it right, you won't have to do it again for quite a while.
Well, thanks, Tom. And then it's advanced polymer, huh?
Yep, that's right. It's called Quikrete's Advanced Polymer Self-Leveling Sealant. It's the self-leveling aspect that's perfect for this driveway.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, drywall repairs are one of the most common home maintenance jobs that we get to take on as homeowners. But if you don't do them right, you'll be doing them again and again and again. So to avoid the pitfalls, you need a pro, and you got to plan it out carefully. We'll share tips on how you can do just that in today's pro project presented by Angie, your home for everything home.
Well, the three most common types of repairs needed are nail pops, holes, and cracks. And DIYers that take on these projects often find themselves doing them over and over and over again because those cracks or those holes keep coming back. But the pros, they seem to get it right the first time. So here are some key tricks. First of all, let's talk about nail pops. Now, these result from a nail that has loosened and then starts to back out of the drywall, but tapping that nail back in really isn't enough to prevent it from happening again. Instead, the pros are going to add an additional fastener on top of the loose one to secure it in place, and then they spackle and sand to make the entire repair virtually invisible.
Now, fixing up a wall or ceiling crack is another very tricky job. The best way to do that is to use a strong perforated drywall tape. And this kind of tape has large squares and looks almost like netting. And pros will apply this first to bridge the gap at the crack, and then we'll use a very skilled hand to spackle over the tape using multiple thin, very thin coats. That's the key, so it can be sanded, primed, and then repainted.
Now, filling the holes in drywall is a bigger job, and for that, you're going to need a scrap of drywall, a leftover piece of window screening, some joint compound, and a few common tools. Now, pros know that the best way to patch a hole is to actually cut the hole to fit the patch, not the other way around, even if that means making the hole a little bit bigger. Next, they're going to apply 2 to 3 thin coats of spackle, and once it's painted, that hole will be no more.
And that's today's pro project presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
Mario and I was on the line with a window question. What can we do for you?
I have a frame, and obviously it's a rectangle, but the top side of that rectangle on the existing frame of the masonry in the basement, it's metal. It's a metal bar. And I'm replacing my old window with a glass Lux pre-assembled window.
Okay.
And the mortar, the manufacturer of the mortar, I contacted them, and they say that mortar does not adhere to metal. So I am going to have a gap between the top side metal bar and the window at about a half inch. And I'm curious what your recommendation is, whether I should just seal it or actually try to find some material to bond it, not just seal it.
So the gap is going to be on the top or the bottom. What about the sides?
The sides are okay because they're masonry. They're cement. So that's not a concern. It's some sort of, you know, there was some sort of reinforcing bar I put into the top of the frame, I assume for some structural reason. So that's my only real concern. The other three sides are masonry, and the mortar works fine there.
Is this the kind of thing that maybe you could use pressure-treated lumber, half inch thick piece of, say, pressure-treated lumber plywood or pressure-treated plywood as a shim?
Yes, I would think so, yes.
Yeah, because I think that's what I would probably use, something like that, because you want to basically close down the opening so that the window can be secured. And you could attach the pressure-treated lumber to the old masonry opening and then attach the window to that.
Okay, that's a very good suggestion. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today. Coming up, every fridge almost these days has water in that door, or at least a built-in ice maker. But that also means that they have a filter that you've got to change before it turns toxic. We're going to tell you how to take on that simple DIY project next.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this, the end of a beautiful Labor Day weekend. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your home improvement questions anytime or post them to MoneyPit.com. Let's take a look at what Kate had to say.
Now, Kate says, I moved into a dated Rambler about a year ago, and one of the bedrooms clearly had wallpaper that was painted over at some point. I can see a small amount of texture and can definitely see the seams. I'd like to repaint, but should I try to pull this stuff off first, or maybe skim coat, prime, paint again?
Look, wallpaper is making a resurgence, but old wallpaper that's covered with paint is not. And I think it's a really bad idea to try to paint over that again. I think now it's time to dig in and do the job, do the hard work of getting rid of that. And it's painful. It's really a lot of work. I can't overstate that. But the way to make it doable is to do two things. First of all, rent a commercial wallpaper steamer. This will get behind the paper and loosen up the adhesive. And pick up a little tool called a paper tiger, which you roll over the old wallpaper, and it puts tiny holes in it that, again, the steam can get behind and start to separate it from the wall. But I'm not a fan of painting over wallpaper. Leslie, and I imagine you are not either, right?
No, and I can't tell you how many times, and I know this is awful, but on, you know, the home makeover shows that I did way early on in this whole, you know, thing of home makeover shows, the designer would be like, we're going to paint over the wallpaper. It's going to be great. And, you know, it's like you can never make those seams go away. It always has a weird texture or sheen to it. Like, it just doesn't look great, and then it's hard to fix, and it's just a giant mess. So if you're going to stay there a while and you can't avoid it, go for it. But if you want to do it right, just get rid of that paper and do it all over.
You'll be so much happier.
For sure. And it's going to look way better.
Just make sure you prime the wall when you're all done, because that will kind of seal in all the goo that's left behind, and you'll have an excellent surface for finishing.
Yeah, for sure. And don't go with a too shiny of a paint, because you might notice more imperfections.
Well, water filters, and especially those in refrigerators, are just not something you think about having to change very often. But if you don't, there might be more than water that you're consuming out of that tap.
Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, almost every fridge out there today has water in the door or at least has a built-in ice maker. But that also means that they're going to have a filter that needs changing before it turns toxic. Now, the tap water, it's got to travel through miles and miles of infrastructure before it even gets to your house. And on its way, it's going to pick up a lot of contaminants, and your filter is not going to last forever. So most appliance manufacturers recommend changing that water filter every 6 months. So now is a great time to make that filter change and then mark your calendar for another filter change every 6 months. And the clean filters not only improve how your water tastes, but filters that go too long between changes can actually become unhealthy. So when you're ready to change the filter, mark the calendar, but in addition, always grab a Sharpie. This is a great tip, and write the date that you replace the filter on that filter itself. So, I mean, it takes the question out of, did I just change this or was it a year ago? And of course, not only are you going to find that that filtered water is delicious and convenient, but it's really a smart and less costly alternative to bottled water. So it all makes sense.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up on the next program, it's almost fall and that time of year when beautiful foliage assembles into a rotted rooftop mess and clogs your gutters, right? So what do you do about that? Well, you clean the gutters, and doing it yourself is simple enough. But if you want to skip the ladder, there are some gutter guards that really work, and we're going to share those on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Power is due back for almost all of New Orleans by next week, according to officials. But for other areas hit by Hurricane Ida, there's no timetable for restoration.
The New Orleans mayor is urging residents to come back as the power goes on so they can help with cleanup and relief efforts. At the same time, many are still leaving. Gwen Warren was getting on a bus yesterday from the suburbs with other evacuees headed to a shelter in northern Louisiana. She says after days without power and other necessities, she can't take it anymore.
Any place the Lord blesses us to go, out of this heat, where we're able to get some food, get a hot bath, and, you know, and just some comfort, it's fine.
Things are at a boiling point without power. Police say one man shot another man to death at a gas station line, and they've responded to several gas station disputes. I'm Julie Walker.
Labor Day weekend won't be much for picnics and backyard barbecues this year for thousands from Louisiana up through New England. After surveying the damage in the Bayou State yesterday, President Biden plans a trip Tuesday to New Jersey and New York City to do likewise. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is accusing the President Biden of rolling over for America's adversaries.
I watched the past administration when conditions were broken. You cut it off. You punished them. So they learned not to do it, that no American died. This was a much different. This new policy with this President Biden is like a weak man theory.
Speaking at a forum hosted by Salem Radio Network host Hugh Hewitt and sponsored by the Richard Nixon Foundation, the GOP leader added that the president has given in to Russian President Putin, the Chinese, and now the Taliban, ruining America's reputation of strength on the entire world scene. More news and analysis at Town Hall. www.mypillow.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Two Pakistan officials unofficially say the nation's powerful intelligence chief has made a surprise visit to the Afghan capital of Kabul.
It wasn't immediately clear what General Fares Hamid had to say to the Taliban leadership, but the Pakistani intelligence service has perhaps the greatest outside influence over the Taliban. The militant group had its headquarters in Pakistan and were often said to be in direct contact with the powerful inter-services intelligence agency. Although Pakistan routinely denies giving the Taliban military aid, the accusation was often made by the Afghan government and Washington. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several dozen Russians gathered in the center of Moscow today to protest Russian authorities' recent crackdown on independent media. The small rally was organized by several opposition candidates in Russia's September 19th parliamentary election. Breaking news at townhall.com. A group of election security experts is calling on California's top election official to take an additional step to protect the upcoming gubernatorial recall.
The election security experts have called for a rigorous audit of the upcoming recall election for California's governor after copies of systems used to run elections across the country were released publicly. Their letter sent to the Secretary of State's office urges the state to conduct a type of post-election audit that can help detect malicious attempts to interfere. The state recall targeting Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set for September the 14th and has several candidates ready to step in if Newsom is recalled, including popular conservative Speaker Larry Elder. Patrick Frost reporting.
President Biden scheduled to visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and pay his respects to the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. More news, more analysis, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Live from the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Coming to you from around the country, coming to you actually from New York, but heard around the country and around the world, this is the Brian Kilmeade Show. General Keith Kellogg will be with us. Always great to have him on, especially because of his proximity to the president, former president of the United States, President Trump. And so much is brought up about the six-page deal they framed out with the Taliban and President Biden saying, hey, the guy saddled me with a bad deal. What do you want me to do? I extended it till end of August.
And that was yesterday. We are gone from Afghanistan, but the terror threat has never been greater. Joe Lieberman, in a matter of moments on that, the former Democrat from Connecticut, now, and General Keith Kellogg at the bottom of the hour. Before we get to the senator, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
He is grateful to their sons and daughters, the sacrifice they made to the country, that he knows firsthand from spending a lot of time with him over the past couple of days, that he was deeply impacted by these family members who he met just 2 days ago.
Gold Star backlash. Biden's blockading, blockading and boredom and watch checking has many members of the new Gold Star families fuming at the commander-in-chief. Mr. President, it's not about you. It's not about your family. It's not about blaming Trump. It's about those families.
Number two.
The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave.
I think he lied to us because there's no way. I don't believe this 10% crap. I think there are hundreds, if not a thousands, of Americans left behind.
So that's, of course, Senator Lindsey Graham. 10% left behind. That's why America. That's America's new credo. If we adopt Biden's philosophy, as he admits, about 10% of the Americans in Afghanistan could not leave. Can you be more callous? How do we get the remaining families out? That's up to the Secretary of State Blinken, who has proven to be totally incompetent.
Number one.
My predecessor had made a deal with the Taliban. When I was running for president, I made a commitment to the American people that I would end this war. Today, I've honored that commitment.
Ugh, at what cost? A success? That's what Joe Biden told the nation, Afghanistan's evacuation, in a defiant message. He said it was a success. It was inept. It was tragic. It was bloody. It was a retreat. It was a surrender. And it was unnecessary. And the terror threat remains in 2021, 22, and beyond. And you could argue that it's even greater. Senator Joe Lieberman joins us now, chairman of the United Against Nuclear Iran. Don't even bring up Iran. For now, Senator Lieberman, welcome back. I know he's your buddy, but you got to be disappointed in what you've witnessed.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. Good to be back with you. Oh, I'm very disappointed. First off, though we know each other and surfed together for 24 years. I think the president has been wrong about Afghanistan for quite a long time because he's been wanting to withdraw our troops. And he keeps repeating, and others do, including some in the media, that we just ended America's longest war in Afghanistan. My strong belief is that we were no longer at war there. We had won the war, and we were switched now to a counterterrorism effort. A small number of people, 150,000 were there during the war. We were down to 2,500. Truth is, we had not lost an American soldier since February of 2020 until the 13 were tragically killed by the terrorists as a consequence of the decision to withdraw and the botched evacuation plan. So yeah, I'm disappointed, and I think we're all going to pay for it. First of all, the people of Afghanistan, but we too, because there's no question, notwithstanding all the sweet talk from some of the Taliban leaders, that's not who they are. They are a radical Islamist terrorist group, and they're going to welcome other radical Islamist terrorist groups to Afghanistan, who will aim to strike us from there, as Al Qaeda did on 9/11. I mean, it's just tragic and totally unnecessary. The country and America's role in it had reached a balance. We should have left it alone, and it was worth it.
It would have been a counter-terror operation, and Barack Obama changed it, changed the stance in 2014. We would no longer be leading, with the Afghans leading, and we would have an eye, with the Bagram base, we'd have an eye on China, an eye on Iran, an eye on Pakistan, and of course an eye on Al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
Right.
And that was effective. It was a rotation. But I want you to hear the false choice that Senator, now President Biden, put out. Cut four.
My predecessor had made a deal with the Taliban. When I came into office, we faced a deadline, May 1. The Taliban onslaught was coming. We faced one of two choices. Follow the agreement of the previous administration and extend to have more time for people to get out. Or send in thousands of more troops and escalate the war.
I can drive an 18-wheeler through that argument. Can you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a totally unacceptable excuse. I mean, let me deal with it first because, I disagreed with what President Trump wanted to do, General Jack Keane, and I actually wrote an open letter to President Trump urging him not to withdraw from Afghanistan. As it happened, he never did, not because of our letter. But the point is that President Biden has had no trouble changing an enormous number of the Trump administration policies, including international ones. President Trump pulled out of the Paris Climate Change Accord and now the World Health Organization. President Biden went back into both of those. And if he could easily have said, I don't agree with President Trump on this. I'm not carrying out this agreement. But the truth is he did agree with President Trump on it. He had been saying it for years, and we're paying the consequences. I just say one other brief word, and, you know, I cannot believe that the Joe Biden I know really thinks this went as it should, this evacuation from Afghanistan. But his reaction, and this happens with leaders sometimes, is totally defensive and defiant. And that really is not good for our country. Honestly, he should most of all be initiating a very intensive review. Maybe he doesn't want to question his own judgment about withdrawing, but wow, once you make that decision, the evacuation could not have been handled in a worse way. And he ought to look back and say, well, how did this happen? And who is responsible? And frankly, are there some people around them who we ought to remove and bring in new people? So
and I appreciate where you're coming from. You know the guy, you like the guy, and you're a Democrat.
I do.
But you call it as you see it. And you go back to another Democrat, and that was Bill Clinton after Black Hawk Down and the Mogadishu.
Right.
When the bombing in Beirut in 1983, Reagan didn't deny there were failures. Bill Clinton didn't deny there were failures. John Kennedy after the Bay of Pigs didn't deny there were failures. He owned up to it. He didn't say Eisenhower gave me the plan. That was found out afterwards, and he got better from it. So this makes me think he's not going to grow from it, and it drives people crazy. Don't you? Go ahead.
Yeah, it does for me, too. I mean, you know, Kennedy was my great inspirational hero, and I was, really upset about the Bay of Pigs. But he was strong enough to know that he better figure out what happened. Why was that such a failure? And he corrected some stuff, and I would say never again did anything like that. That's the test. Really a great leader. I'd say this, Brian, if America was a parliamentary democracy, in my opinion, the Afghan crisis, really the disaster, probably would have brought down the Biden government, as it does in places like England after something like this. But we're not a parliamentary democracy, and the truth is that President Biden has almost 3.5 years in office, and really, it's really critical to our national security, and frankly, to his credibility, that he do exactly the kind of intensive review of what happened here that you described that Clinton, Reagan, and Kennedy did, and they both, all three of them were better presidents as a result.
That has to be, too, but now after that speech yesterday, 30 minutes of defiance, how dare you, and false arguments. Now, this is what could make it worse. We recognize the Taliban. We pay off billions like we did with the Iranian deal, and I know you're strongly against this Iranian deal.
Right.
I think he could be going back into that in order to get our people back, the people with dual citizenship, the 24 high school kids from Sacramento, California, you know, the 2008 aide, the guy who helped save Senator Joe Biden when his chopper went down in 2008. All these guys got to get out. And guess what the Taliban wants? Money and recognition. Senator Lieberman, we got to make sure they get neither.
I totally agree with you, Brian. I mean, they're looking at the scenes from Afghanistan the last couple of weeks, it's like a nightmare, and it's the world turned upside down, because now you've got a terrorist group running the country, providing security. You got the Haqqani network, which has the blood of so many Americans and others on its hands, and its leaders are in charge of security in Kabul. We can't deal with these people. I'd give them a year at least to prove that they really have changed. But they won't change. They haven't changed. They have not just an ideology, but a theology that commits them to a way of life that will be destructive to the Afghan people, and that will ultimately lead them, maybe sooner than later, to strike at the U.S., including at our homeland. So I push them away and let them suffer economically, and hope that maybe gives them a little inducement to actually do some of the better things you're talking about. The other thing, frankly, I would do, and I know people will say, oh, there you go again, Joe, you're getting us back into it. There's a remarkably heroic group of Afghans who are in the Panjshir Valley that have begun a resistance. And, you know, the least we could, I'm not saying we send our troops back in, but we ought to give them some support. And that includes weapons with which to fight the Taliban that now has, oh my God, hundreds of millions, probably billions of dollars worth of American weapons that we have left behind.
The vice president and Massoud are leading that up, the for Afghan army, and they repelled the Taliban attack the other day. So they do have some type of strategy and weaponry, but if they're going to need things like vaccines, food, guns.
Right.
Now, I don't want to, we don't want to arm the next Mujahideen, but it's pretty secure that the Afghan government officers, as well as Massoud, are people that we don't have to worry about turning on us. But I want to tap into another area of your expertise. You know diplomacy and doublespeak in politicians. I'm worried that Jake Sullivan's doing exactly what we are worried about, too. Aid and recognition to the Taliban. Listen to what he said on GMA this morning. Cut 12.
We do believe that there is an important dimension of humanitarian assistance that should go directly to the people of Afghanistan. They need help with respect to health and food aid and other forms of subsistence, and we do intend to continue that. Secondly, when it comes to our economic and development assistance relationship with the Taliban, that will be about the Taliban's actions.
So wait, we have no way of knocking on doors, handing it out to the Johnsons or the Rockefellers in Afghanistan. We're going to have to give it to a central location. What's he talking about?
Yeah, well, it alarms me. I mean, look, there may be a role for international aid organizations, maybe even the United Nations, but I don't think we should do that. I don't think we should jump to that. These people in the Taliban have killed us. They've supported people who killed us on 9/11. And there's no reason to think they won't continue to do it. So I think we just have to keep the pressure on them and to support the people of Afghanistan. Most of them now are terrified. There's enormous refugee flows, as you know, out of the country. I mean, people are speaking with their feet, and the women are terrified, staying in their homes for fear of what the Taliban will do for them. Why would we want to come in and prop up the government of Afghanistan today, the Taliban, which is so terrified its own people? I just think it's a mistake, and I hope that President Biden and Sullivan don't follow through on what they've just described. It's not for us to do. They are our enemies until they prove otherwise, and it's not going to be proven in a day or a month. It's going to take a long time because of all, and I repeat, all of the blood the Taliban, and it's American blood, too, have on their hands.
Senator Lieberman, thanks so much for speaking so candidly. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. It's really important, and thank you for speaking candidly, too. All the best. God bless.
All right. Go get him, Senator. 1-866-408-7669. Or you want to write me, briankilmeade.com. I'll find out what you have to say about these historic moments. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator visits buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse.
That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Getting back to school.
After spending most of her freshman year virtually, Camelback High School student Evelyn Morales-Chavez is happy to be back on campus to start her sophomore year. She voluntarily got her vaccine just before school started and is now hoping her classmates will do the same.
I've heard people like backlash the vaccine, but it's like, it's a thing to keep people safe.
The Phoenix Union High School District is keeping COVID vaccines optional for everyone, but to help out, they're hosting mass vaccination events to anyone 12 and older. Superintendent Dr. Chad Geston says so far, they've delivered 30,000 doses since January and are expanding to on-campus vaccines to students with parental permission.
Last weekend, we were at Metro Tech High School. We expected between 150 and 200 vaccines. I had over 1,000 visitors.
Some school districts are taking things even further. Hawaii became the first state to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for students participating in high school sports. And in California, they're the first state to require all teachers and school staff to be vaccinated or submit to weekly testing. Getting back to school, Stephanie Bennett, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was this, 700 home runs. The other was to play 20 years. And the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'll have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Movie Profile, and look at new releases at home this week with Fandango's Eric Davis. Discovery Plus adds Lily Topples the World.
Lily Havish, who's like the only female in her field of domino topping, and it's about her navigating the complexities of being one of the best in that field.
Let's talk comedy. Who are the vacation friends crashing the party at Hulu?
Yeah, so this is a movie for anyone who's ever met a crazy couple on vacation and then things got a little too out of hand. I think John Cena is at his best when he is doing R-rated comedy. It's a great film, especially for anybody who just got back from vacation.
Netflix flips the script with He's All That.
90s fans will find this title familiar as it is an updated remake of the iconic 1999 film She's All That. In the new film, this time a teen girl looks to make over her nebbish-looking classmate and turn him into the school stud.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Will the United States be recognizing the Taliban as the government of Afghanistan anytime soon?
I don't think anytime soon. I don't know if we will ever recognize their government. What we know is that the Taliban says they're going to form a government. We'll see what that looks like. We'll see what kind of credentials they present. More importantly, we'll see what their conduct is. Do they honor their commitments to allow freedom of travel? Do they respect human rights? I think the question of recognizing a new government in Afghanistan is down the road here.
That is Ron Klain, chief of staff. A lot of people think the prime minister essentially running things for Joe Biden, or is it Susan Rice? I'm not sure. But he did leave the door open. The Taliban could be a part of the world community. Are you kidding me? They're a terrorist organization. That is it. And they are right now technically in charge of Afghanistan. Interesting. Senator Lindsey Graham today said he predicts it's flat out civil war because ISIS-K evidently doesn't like the Taliban. I'll believe it when I see it. Haqqani Network just keep flipping sides. They're with the outliers, which were the Taliban. Now that they're in power, how could they possibly agree? Because these guys don't want to run things. They don't want to be mature. They don't want to be accountants. They want to be terrorists. When you stop killing people and have to govern, a lot of times you have trouble keeping the troops together. So you pick an enemy and you send them out after that enemy. Some of the people are writing me now, and Ken writes this. Brian, consider splitting the story into two parts, just like the difference between the decision to leave Afghanistan and the execution of the evacuation. No one argues the decision as we have left is a catastrophe. First, state there are two parts of the story. I get it. I understand it. Personally, just to be consistent, I am not for leaving Afghanistan. I thought President Trump should not have left Afghanistan, not because I thought we were going to conquer the country and make a democracy. That ended in around 2004. I wanted to stay in Afghanistan because that's where the terrorists were coming. That's where the Taliban was pushing. That's where Al-Qaeda was using. And that was an important place to be, right in the middle where any of these organizations started. Remember, the mother of all bombs, the MOAB, was dropped by President Trump first month of his presidency or second month because the Al-Qaeda started gathering again in Afghanistan. It's one of those things you got to be persistent and consistent. And I ask you this, it was not a hot war. And I know we had a deal they wouldn't kill our guys. But even prior to that, we were losing single digits, barely double digits. We had more in training accidents in Afghanistan, and they were playing a valuable role to stop the next 9/11. If we're not in Afghanistan past the invasion, we don't get bin Laden. If you're not in Afghanistan, you don't understand about ISIS, the manifestations, the relationships. We were there. The CIA had secret bases, four or five. We had seven overall. Not because we wanted to stand up the Afghan regime. We were. And we had to diminish the contribution to their ministries. Absolutely. But with Afghanistan, it was a vision and a looking glass into the manifestations of these terrorist groups. And if you explained that to the American people, they would have understood it. But saying we want to establish a democracy is never, has not been the goal for 20 years.
All of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is House Call for Health, a different attempt at encouraging people to get the coronavirus vaccine. Marvel releasing a special Avengers comic book. It was unveiled recently in New York City. They teamed up with New York City Physician Network Somos for the project. Somos co-founder Henry Munoz saying the goal is to inspire confidence in the vaccine, specifically in minority communities.
Somos, the largest minority-led health network in New York, announces a global partnership with the City of New York, the state of New York, and Marvel, just in time to send our kids safely back to school, to educate and to inform and to motivate young people and their families to get vaccinated.
20,000 comic books and 20,000 lithographs will be distributed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Kane, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go for the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Lifeguard rescue dogs from Italy make today's Doggy Dean's List. An elite squadron of 350 specially trained canines from the Italian School of Water Rescue Dogs have been patrolling the beaches trained as lifeguards. Very recently, there was an incident involving several families, including 8 kids, that were struggling in the ocean with strong winds and high waves. 3 canine lifeguards and their trainers rushed in to save the day. Their success comes from their amazing survival instincts that help them find the safest way to shore. Their stamina and ability to follow commands, and of course their emotional component they provide to the humans they save, is very important. Italy is currently the only country to recognize certified canine lifeguards, but training centers are being set up for dogs in the U.S., Germany, Switzerland, and the Azores. These pups are possum, and they deserve today's Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Watching the shit go down in Afghanistan, I was reminded lately of every conversation I've ever had with an immigrant, almost all of which, if we got to really talking, included the notion, oh, you people have no idea. All you do is bitch about and badmouth your own country, but if you knew about the country I came from, you'd stop shitting on your own.
And I encourage everybody, go look at Bill Maher's monologue. I don't watch your show. You know, for the most part, it's just, you know, for his to his credit, he'll have an Ann Coulter or have a Republican on. He'll let them talk. But you know where his agenda is. So, you know, that's a show I don't have to watch. It's on HBO. Who knows when it's on. His monologues have been so penetrating and so appropriate because it's who he is. He's a left-wing liberal who can't recognize left-wing liberals. He said, you know what, on Gutfeld. He came out and said, Gutfeld's now number one. This guy, Greg Gutfeld's now number one in late night. So he says, I watched him, and he's funny. And the people always asked him, why don't conservatives have their own go-to guy? Why is it all the liberals are the ones who are the big-time comedians and talk show hosts? He goes, because liberals aren't really great fodder. You know, Nancy Pelosi, you might not like her, but she's not great comedy. That's it, in Bill Maher's opinion. He says, but now we have provided great comedy. The great comedy is we want to take Lincoln's name off schools. We're taking down statues of Teddy Roosevelt. I'm saying to myself, he sounds like us. He sounds like a normal American with different views on policies, not what we're seeing now. People who hate America and despise the country and want to get into education at every level and change our history. Mike Huckabee is a guy that might be astounded if you listen to some of Bill Maher's monologues. Because, Governor, I think you probably agree with 80% of it. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Brian. I've been on Bill's show many times, and I've always found him that he treated me respectfully and kindly. I mean, he would jab at me and have some fun at my expense, but I expected that. Here's what I always have respected about Bill Maher. He is who he is. There's no pretense about it. He doesn't take a poll to find out what he needs to believe this week. His convictions, they're not mine, but they really are his, and he sticks by them, and that's refreshing. Actually, Brian, Bill Maher is a classic liberal, the likes of which we see in a guy like Alan Dershowitz, how the ACLU used to be, who defended free speech, who defended free expression, who did have a different political bent, but who loved America, just loved it maybe a little differently than some of us,
yeah.
But loved it less and appreciated what freedom meant to them.
He's like, people are hanging off a cargo jet in an effort to get here. Does that tell you anything? He goes, and I've always said this, for those people who don't like America, I say travel. And if you find another place that's better, stay. But you won't. If you're honest, you won't. You'll have new appreciation and come back and see what in this country you want to get better, go do it. But you don't start by ripping it and saying how inadequate we are for you and your family.
You know, Brian, I've been to probably 60, 70 countries around the planet, maybe more. I don't know. I've traveled a lot. And one of the things I've always said is I've seen some beautiful things, architecture, natural beauty, wonderful cultures, great cuisine, astounding museums. But I've yet to be at a place where I said, I'll tell you, this is such a wonderful place. I'll trade my American citizenship for it. Never, ever, ever. And it's interesting that if we end up ever being able to build a wall, it's to somehow keep people out we don't want in. It's not to keep people in that we don't want to let out. We're the only country in the history of mankind who has welcomed people of every language, culture, ideology, faith, and said, you're welcome to come to America, but it's a melting pot where we melt from all of the things that separate us to the things that unite us. Out of many, we become one. That's who we are. And Bill Maher understands that. And I think a lot of liberals understand it, but they've been quiet because they don't want to be called a racist or some kind of xenophobe. The truth is, it's time for all Americans from the what I would call the center left and from the right to stand up and in unison tell these people from the far left wacky world, we're sick of this stuff you guys have put on us. You're not representing the best of America. And we kind of like to get back where we can live with freedom and diversity, but real diversity.
So what do we do now, Governor? In your lifetime, you know, we hear about these rumors of America's left behind in Vietnam. There was POWs. There wasn't. There was big debate on these secret prisons. Now we're saying flat out, we got it from Jake Sullivan as well as Secretary of State Blinken, between 250 and 350 Americans left behind. And we're leaving. We are leaving, not military men caught war fighting in a war. We're talking about people over there doing humanitarian things or who are married to an Afghan, and they said you could come out, but your family can't. Can you wrap your head around this? I'm telling you right now, you would not defend Donald Trump if he did this.
No, I wouldn't. You know, and Joe Biden, all he's interested in is getting out on the Taliban's clock. I guess that's why he was looking at his watch yesterday at Dover when the bodies were being transferred. He wanted to make sure that, you know, he wasn't going to miss anything. The tragedy here is that the only people who seem to care about those Americans who are, and let me use the word, that Jen Psaki took such umbrage to when Peter Ducey mentioned it to her, the word
stranded.
Stranded. These people are stranded. But here's what gives me great sense of hope and optimism about America. We've got veterans, former special forces people, who on their own are going over into Afghanistan, risking their lives with not a dime of government paycheck money. They're going over there, and they're going to try to get these people out. I don't know if they're going to be able to succeed, but I'll tell you what, it's a shame when our own government leaves behind about $100 billion worth of high-grade weaponry, and then we've got to go and beg, borrow, and steal to get some volunteers to go in and try to get our people out from the clutches of some of the most dangerous extremist terrorists that have ever existed in human history.
Yeah, I know. It's fascinating. Anthony Blinken, too, says that, don't worry, we're not leaving them behind. Listen to what he says. Try to listen to what he says. It's not easy. Cut 10.
Nothing has been promised to the Taliban. To the contrary, we have made very clear, and not just us, country upon country around the world have made clear that there are very significant expectations of the Taliban going forward if they're going to have any kind of relationship with the rest of the world.
Do you believe this guy? Does he think we haven't been watching this for 20 years? He thinks they want a relationship with the rest of the world and that we're going to hold them accountable? Are you crazy? They just dragged the Afghan interior minister, through the streets and then shot him dead. Do you think they're worried about the rest of the world perception?
They've never been worried about the perception. They're proud of what they ought to be ashamed of. That's what Westerners don't understand about the Taliban and all of these folks on the extreme ends of the Islamic faith, who really do want to take all of culture back to the 7th century. These are not people who want to modernize. They want the opposite. They want women to be subjugated, to be property, no less than a herd of cattle. They want children not to be educated unless they're educated or indoctrinated into their crazy policies. When I was in Afghanistan and I visited there back in 2005, I honestly thought I was in the land of the Flintstones, because this was before some of the advances and the improvements had happened. There was no infrastructure. Women were still scared to come out. Even the American personnel were living in very tightly controlled compounds. Say what you want, but our presence there had really opened up opportunities and a sense of freedom. And a lot of those younger people, the only Afghanistan they knew was one in which there was an emerging sense of freedom. Now all that's gone, and what they're going to see is bloodshed in their streets. And if you disagree with them, they don't just keep you from getting a job like they do in America. They take you in the street and they shoot you in front of your neighbors to say, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't go along with us.
And you're talking about, when you're talking about those groups that are helping on the outside, Scott Mann, who's running this Pineapple Express group, who is in a third country, he's a long-term special operator with others. He says even reporters are helping him out and military veterans. They put together their own group and their own money, put their careers on hold, and started getting people out. He said, we were getting calls yesterday from the most higher-up people in the State Department to get their people out. He said, I cannot believe I'm getting this call. He goes, I can't reveal the name. But I imagine it's almost like a deputy secretary of state or an undersecretary somewhere. They can't do it. So Americans are rallying to the cause. But I got to ask you about something else. Do you think in retrospect Donald Trump was wrong even to engage with the Taliban 3 years ago?
You know, I've heard Mike Pompeo discuss the manner in which they engaged, and it was very different in that they didn't negotiate. They basically told them, we're willing to leave, but here's what you have to do, and if you fail to live up to the agreement, then we're going to destroy you. Now, can you ever trust that the Taliban will live up to any agreement? I think the answer is no. So maybe we were a little naive in thinking that Afghanistan was just going to become a peaceful, wonderful democracy and the Taliban would simply go off into the mountains of Pakistan and the remote reaches of Afghanistan and leave all the other people alone. That probably was never going to happen. But the real problem is not just that we got out, but that we got out by taking our military first, leaving our civilians, yeah, having no realistic plan, and then letting the Taliban, these murderous terrorists, let them set the terms of when we would get out, how we would get out, and being so stupid as to leave an arsenal behind of high-developed weapons that now are going to be used to kill Americans, and the blood is going to be on the hands of these guys and the Joint Chiefs, and the Secretary of State and, yes, the President of the United States for not scuttling that equipment if they couldn't bring it home.
So some of the play-by-play on what happened is so infuriating. Friday afternoon before Kabul fell, the White House was starting to empty out. Many senior staffers were taking their first vacation. The Secretary of State was in the Hamptons. Saturday, the fall of Mazar-e Sharif. Evidently, that was supposed to be a cornerstone of when the Afghans were very well-armed and they had all the success there. Well, the anti-Taliban forces melted. So with Mazar-e Sharif gone, that should have been a go sign that the Kabul was in trouble, but no one picked up on it. In a conference call with the president's top security aides that day, Lloyd Austin called for an immediate relocation of all embassy personnel to the Kabul airport. He was worried about it. It got invaded. But he said, I brought forces in to protect the embassy. Then he emptied the embassy and put them totally vulnerable with stacked tables at an airport. Then throughout the day, Biden remained resolute in his decision to withdraw all troops, despite the fact that Kabul was being zeroed in on. Now, Mohammed Bardour, the guy that we got out of prison that actually Trump did, said he stood outside Kabul. He contacted the Americans and said, the ministries are coming apart. Either you secure Kabul or we will. McKenzie, aware of the orders from Biden, told Bardour the U.S. mission was only to evacuate American citizens, Afghan allies, and others. The United States needed the airport, nothing else. Governor Huckabee, how many mistakes can you make in the shortest period of time? I think that's a new record.
This whole operation, I think, is going to be studied in the War College at West Point in decades to come. There will be many, many books written about how there was a complete collapse of common sense as well as military strategy when it came to our exit from Afghanistan. And the worst of it is we've lost American lives. You know, I'm upset that we walked away from an $800 million embassy that we built, that we left all the records.
Yes.
And the Taliban are in control. I'm sick about $100 billion worth of military hardware. But the saddest of all is there are going to be 13 funerals this week for young people who had their whole lives in front of them and shouldn't have and wouldn't have died had they had people upstream from them who had the capacity right. or the will to make good decisions. I'm embarrassed about that.
I am, and saddened, obviously. Here is a little bit more from, I want to end how we started. Listen.
Have a little perspective about the stuff we howl about here. I'm sorry your professor said something you didn't like. That won't be a problem with the Taliban because you're not allowed to go to school. In Saudi Arabia, grown women can be jailed for doing the kind of things we think of as routine without the permission of a male guardian. China rounds you up if you're the wrong religion and puts you in camps. More children in Burkina Faso work than are in school. Only 5% of Burundians have electricity. The homicide rate in Honduras is 8 times what it is here. The inflation rate in Venezuela is 2,719%. The Philippines, in the last 5 years, has put to death 27,000 low-level drug dealers. My old job. In North Korea, people starve to death. The only people who starve here are doing it for a role. And the only people who have no water live in California.
You know what he means. Just final thought on that, Governor, real quick.
It's sad when we have to turn to a left-wing comedian to get the truth. But herein, Bill Maher has said in that very monologue more about why we ought to love America than most any conservative speaker I've heard in the last 10 years. And I salute him for it. I'm glad it came from the left. I'm glad that someone on the other side of the aisle can appreciate that America is an exceptional, wonderful, amazing country, and that we ought to every day with tears in our eyes get on our knees, not to protest the flag, but to thank God it's standing there. I'm just grateful that somebody said it, and it had to be him. Thank God for him. And I know he doesn't believe in God, but I'll thank God for him anyway.
Well, I'll just say this. If it's going to stop, it has to start at the left. It's sad, but I think it's true because people expect the right to push back, but they don't expect that. And finally, some sanity. Thanks so much, Governor. Great piece. Great segment. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Go get him. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Yeah.
and paid for by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-4932. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-674-4932. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-4932. That's 800-674-4932.
If we formed our own country, it would be the third largest on earth. We're more than the entire English-speaking world. We're people with disabilities, and we're 15% of the world. That's over a billion people. You should see us everywhere, as colleagues, friends, celebrities, politicians, teachers, as people. But are we 15% of your world? To break down the barriers that keep us apart, visit wethe15.org.
Furnished by the International Paralympic Committee.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fred Bear's All-Star Panel.
The 2021 Conservative Political Action Conference was held in Dallas, Texas this weekend. Among the major topics of discussion, who will be the GOP candidate for president in 2024? The convention closed out on Sunday with an appearance from former President Donald Trump, who won the straw poll there overwhelmingly. Co-founder of The Dispatch and host of the Remnant podcast, Jonah Goldberg.
He's still, if not the front runner for 2024, he's the kingmaker in terms of having such outsized influence over primaries and, you know, in the midterms. So, I mean, he's an immensely powerful person within the GOP.
Wall Street Journal columnist Bill McGurn.
I personally don't think he's going to run again. I think that they all follow the Gingrich rule, which is to never say you're not going to run because then people stop paying attention to you. And I don't think he would want to risk a loss.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
House Call for Health. Certain foods could be taking time away from you. Researchers from the University of Michigan out with a study on food and life expectancy. They created a health nutritional index showing certain foods are net beneficial or net detrimental to your health. And they're using minutes to show results. So for example, eating a hot dog costs your healthy life 36 minutes. But if you eat cashews, it would lengthen by 26 minutes. In total, 4,800 foods were ranked on nutritional disease burden and environmental impact. The study also finds that swapping 10% of daily beef and processed meats for fruits, veggies, nuts, and certain seafoods could give you an added 48 healthy minutes a day. It would also reduce your dietary carbon footprint by one-third. A senior author of the study says the urgency of dietary changes to improve human health and the environment is clear. The study was published in Nature Food. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
John, General Taylor, you just said that one rocket landed with no effect to the mission. You mean it landed inside the airport perimeter, but it did not affect the mission.
It landed inside the perimeter and had no effect whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, okay, so no big deal. Just rocketing our base on the way out, no big deal. Exactly like that happens with the Soviets. Good job. Admiral Kirby's got to speak for our administration with no strategy, and the strategy is there is a failed strategy. But here's the problem. To get our people out, now that our people are just about out, our soldiers are just about out, our Marines are just about out, we're going to have to pay a price. Here's what Lindsey Graham fears and worries about. Cut 18.
The parade of horribles are about to unfold. We're leaving thousands of Afghan allies behind who fought bravely with us. We're going to leave hundreds of American citizens behind. The chance of another 9/11 just went through the roof. These drone attacks will not degrade ISIS. The number of ISIS fighters have doubled. We've turned our back on our allies, who's going to help us in the future. And we set the conditions for another 9/11. I've never been more worried about an attack on our homeland than I am right now. And we did not end this war. President Biden said that he wanted to take this Afghanistan off the plate for future presidents. He's done the exact opposite. For the next 20 years, American presidents would be dealing with this catastrophe in Afghanistan. This war has not ended. We've entered into a new deadly chapter. Terrorists are now in charge of Afghanistan.
And his big worry is they're going to pay a price. Actual money, billions of dollars, so-called release, like we did with Iran. It's their money. We just unfroze it. Or we're going to lead towards recognition of the Taliban as a legitimate government. They'll be in New York City in their moccasins, or maybe a seat in the Security Council or Human Rights Panel. That's my worry. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Get some tickets to my live events for The President and Freedom Fighter, a book I have out that's coming out in November. Catch it on stage. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There are no immediate plans to release billions of dollars in Afghan assets.
The U.S. will provide humanitarian assistance to Afghanistan following the military withdrawal, but the Treasury Department is not easing sanctions on the Taliban or loosening restrictions on their access to the global financial system. After the Taliban takeover, the Biden administration froze billions of Afghan gold, investments, and foreign currency reserves, which are parked in the U.S. Financial experts say any unfreezing of those assets may be months away. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. official says the United States plans to send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo. There, the official says, they may be housed for up to a year for further processing. Meanwhile, President Biden plans to visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and pay his respects to the nearly 3,000 people who were killed that day. And as the remnants of Hurricane Ida came, New York, New Jersey, cell phones lit up with urgent alerts of catastrophic flooding. But many question if the over four dozen deaths that were reported were due to warning fatigue.
The first alerts hit cell phones at 8:41 p.m., warnings of dangerous flash flooding from the National Weather Service. Through the night, more alerts urging people to head for higher ground. Did enough folks take it seriously? Experts call it warning fatigue, and no one can be sure what role it might have played in a tragedy that killed at least 50 people in six eastern states. Many drowning in their basement apartments or in cars trapped in submerged roadways. Last year, the Federal Weather Service revamped its criteria for issuing alerts, mindful it might have been overusing the wireless emergency alert system. Julie Walker, New York.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A business executive charged in the aftermath of a failed multi-billion-dollar project to build two nuclear reactors in South Carolina has pleaded not guilty.
Jeffrey A. Benjamin is a former executive at Westinghouse Electric, the lead contractor to build two new reactors at the VC Summer Plant. Two utilities spent nearly $10 billion on the project before halting construction in 2017 after Westinghouse's bankruptcy. Authorities say Benjamin repeatedly lied to the utilities about how far behind schedule and over budget the project was.
Jeremy House reports other top-level executives have already pleaded guilty, and they've agreed to cooperate with prosecutors as part of a multi-year federal fraud investigation. On the Sunday talk show, CBS's Face the Nation has Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish, Louisiana. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tyson Foods is offering paid sick leave for the first time to its frontline workers.
It's part of an agreement that secured union support for its mandate that all U.S. employees get vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. 75% of its 120,000 U.S. workers have now been vaccinated. Workers have until November 1st to get vaccinated, but the agreement with the United Food and Commercial Workers provides for medical and religious exemptions. Tyson Foods is among the few companies with a large frontline workforce to impose the vaccine mandate so far. John Scott reporting.
A 116-year-old woman in Turkey has survived COVID-19. That makes her one of the oldest patients to beat the disease. The woman spent 3 weeks in intensive care before moving to a normal ward. A French nun recovered from COVID-19 in February, days before her 117th birthday. She's the world's second oldest living person. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Fox
News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, where around the world. In this region got slammed. The Northeast got slammed. It was sudden. It was shocking. We watched what happened in Louisiana. The hurricane downgraded even below a tropical storm, but massive flooding brought the number one city, or the most populous city in the country, really to its knees. And multiple people have died, including a young child. So we'll cover the weather story as it develops. But I also know you're listening around the country where it might be the sun might be shining. You might have a great day and not know what I'm talking about. Bottom of the hour, Ian Bremmer will talk about this cataclysmic situation in Afghanistan and how we're perceived by the rest of the world. This guy's got a great perspective, great international context. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There is no evidence that cloth masks have any impact. No significant impact with cloth masks for people who have COVID as defined by COVID symptoms with antibody documentation. So cloth masks are worthless, according to this study.
Dr. Scott Atlas, and he's talking about a study that's pretty much well circulated that shows it only makes you 10% safer. Is it worth it retarding the growth of our kids by doing this for a second consecutive year in schools? Meanwhile, COVID-19's Delta variant is receding. Nobody wants to talk about that. A call to mask up, despite the flimsy evidence, is driving parents crazy and dividing communities across the country. And the recommendation for that booster shot is getting pushback. Pushback from people inside the FDA and pushback from the WHO. And while the unvaccinated are told, don't travel on Labor Day.
Number two.
I think the worst thing is violating our military's credo of no man left behind, no one left behind. We left our American citizens behind. We left interpreters behind, and they have a death warrant on them, a bullseye on their back. They will be killed by the Taliban. Somehow that it's the American citizens' fault for not getting out is just astounding.
It is. Congressman Michael McCaul with us yesterday, left behind. More stories of Americans and allies not getting out, including journalists, valuable to the American message of freedom.
Number one.
People have to begin now to assess whether this president was the man, the president they thought he was and would be. This is the first big foreign policy issue of his presidency, the first big crisis. And the condemnation of it has been virtually unanimous across the board, including many Democrats.
But not from AOC and not from Speaker Pelosi. Despicable and not spinnable, Mr. President. Your words, your actions, your staff behind the veil reveals you knew it was bad all along, and you told us a different story. Yes, you told us a different story, and now we're all witnessing the catastrophe you caused in Afghanistan and the damage you have done to American honor and prestige. And now we know the content of that call with the former president of Afghanistan, Ghani, where the president admitted, essentially, that things aren't going well. But the perception's got to change and the narrative's got to change. Yeah, so you knew about it on July 8th and you told us they have a 300,000-man army and they're going to do fine against the Taliban. It's not inevitable the Taliban take over. You set everybody on vacation and next thing you know, the Taliban own that country. Our men and women are running for their lives. Our allies have to run to the closets and hide out in safe houses. And then you promise to fly them out. And you say 10%. I say the number is a lot higher. Never got out. And calls from men and women with passports in their hand were ignored with 48 hours until they had to go. That's according to, we witnessed all that. And that story of that phone call is chronicled pretty well in that in the Reuters report and picked up by every major newspaper across the country. You're upset about the Zelensky call, the president of Ukraine with President Trump. You want to impeach that? That's politics. This is life and death. And guess who won't talk about it? Jen Psaki, because she can't dispute it, because Reuters published it and it's a transcript. And if you deny it, It makes it worse. Cut three.
Well, I'm not going to get into private diplomatic conversations or leaked transcripts of phone calls. But what I can reiterate for you is that we have stated many times that no one anticipated, the vast majority, I should say, there may have been individuals and agencies, so I don't want to eliminate that option. But our national security team and no one in Congress, or I would say most people out in the public, anticipated that the Taliban would be able to take over the country as quickly as they did, or that the Afghan National Security Forces would fold as quickly as they did.
Now, the question is she lying, or did she actually believe what she just said? Because everybody else was watching province after province fall, wondering, when's the last stand going to happen? So Reuters report. Here's an excerpt that I think is worth recording, jotting down. Here's the quote. In much of the call, Biden focused on what he called the Afghan government's perception problem. Direct quote from Biden. I need not tell you the perception around the world and in parts of Afghanistan, I believe, is that things are not going well and in terms of the fight against the Taliban. Now, here's the big line. And there is a need, whether it's true or not, there is a need to project a different picture. That doesn't bother the Chris Hayes, because all the Biden allies, which is everyone outside of a few outlets like Fox, and I'm not cheering against him. I want him to be a great president. He's not close. Chris Hayes on MSNBC sees the spiraling ratings and the wallowing president and tweets this out. Telling the failing Afghan government to fake it till you make it is a means of extending its reign as long as possible is a sad statement on the cumulative U.S. failures in Afghanistan, but not a scandal any more than the war itself is. AOC, in case you're wondering why people are going on TV relentlessly attacking Biden for his courageous decision to leave Afghanistan when no other president would, here's one glimpse as to why. War is an addiction for the few who reap its profits while the rest of us foot the bill. Yes, tell everyone running for their lives for a continued taste of freedom and democracy that it's an addiction. It's an addiction to have a life with your family. It's an addiction not to be beheaded. That's what it's about, an addiction. And I can't read any more praise, but there is another major one from the teachers union, the number one teachers union in the country. So now you got about 60 lawmakers who are saying this guy should be impeached. I'm tired of the impeachment talk. It's not going to happen. Majorities in both houses. You need the 60 votes. I don't want the exercise. I want the focus on the country. Dan Hoffman, who worked in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, all around the world, saw this phone call, saw the results of it end with the American prestige, sees that we no longer have eyes and ears on the ground. Cut nine.
There's a couple of really critical issues right now for the United States and our national security. First and foremost is getting our American citizens out of harm's way, those who are still in Afghanistan. The Biden administration really hasn't indicated what their plan is to do that. Secondly, Afghanistan is morphing before our eyes into a terrorist state with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I think they're only going to grow into that ungoverned space that the Taliban allows them. What is the Biden administration's plan to deal with that?
None. They want to move on and talk about infrastructure. They want to say they're pivoting to China but not taking China on. Now they're saying, I have an idea. Let's talk without preconditions to North Korea. I thought Donald Trump was crazy to do that. So we're coming up on 20 years since 9/11, and it's the administration's sense that after 9/11 we get that behind us, people forget about Afghanistan. Right now, he's got 48% approval rating. That's of last week. 3 of 10 when asked by Morning Consult. 3 of 10 thinks they did a good job getting out of Afghanistan. 70% of the country does not agree. Being that this is a 44% of the country is Democrat and a 41% is Republican, it's pretty significant. Bill McGurn weighed in. He's a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, former speechwriter for George W. Bush. He was there on 9/11. He knows how much the speeches meant and the war on terror and how much progress we made, and he knows it's gone. Cut 10.
We've just surrendered 9/11 forever to the Islamic jihadists. It is now a double victory celebration for them. First, the original Al-Qaeda strike on America, and second, the Taliban victory that we see right now in Kabul. You know, it just seems to me we're back to that pre-9/11 thinking. Remember when people used to say Al-Qaeda was at war with us long before we were at war with Al-Qaeda? And I think Joe Biden's spin that somehow the world watches this spectacle of us leaving fellow Americans behind enemy lines and concludes that America has greater resolve and greater capabilities going forward is just farcical.
It is. So he's blamed Trump. He said 19 times, I told you to get out of there. Some have decided to stay, but we'll try to get you out. Most of the SIVs, the people that helped us out, that qualify, are still in the country. Widespread reports from Laura Logan and others, mass murder is going on, executions in front of families, then the families will be wiped out. I know many people believe we had to leave. I wanted a presence there. I believe the Islamic terrorist threat still remains. The Salafist Sunnis will never take their foot off the gas. Our success was killing them before they killed us. We no longer have eyes and ears. We can't see how the different terror groups interact, who the higher-ups are, where they travel, what they're looking to do, how they're financed. All that stuff is virtually gone, picked up on satellites, perhaps, over the horizon. 60%, I mean, we have to go so far for a Reaper drone to get back in front of Afghanistan. If we did have a target, how long are they actually going to stay put? I have more analysis for you. I do want to discuss some other things about the people left behind, how to get them out, and also COVID-19. Did you hear about this? Unvaccinated people told not to travel this holiday. Is this still America? 1-866-408-7669. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'll be back with your calls and comments. Don't move.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no play date.
The toilet is not a closet.
She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A school bus driver in Greenville, Texas, helping a fourth grader get used to her routine, makes today's Dean's List. 9-year-old Adelin Williams had never been on a school bus before. Adelin's mom, Ambrea, shared a video to TikTok praising her daughter's accomplishment. She says, "My daughter is visually impaired. Today was her first time getting on the bus by herself. She did it. And I'm so proud of her." Ambrea says she'd been taking Adelin to and from Carver Elementary School for years, but had a change of heart when Adelin expressed she wanted to go to school on her own. When Adelin came home from school, she had befriended her bus driver, Mr. Ryan. Ambrea recorded a snippet of Adelin and Mr. Ryan and posted it on TikTok. In the clip, Mr. Ryan had an umbrella open for Adelin to protect her from the rain and walked up a concrete staircase and sidewalk with her. One commenter wrote, "They were brought to tears by the sweet moment. There's not many bus drivers like him out there. He's amazing." Mr. Ryan and Adelin, you both made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A popular vegan soap company in Vista, California is offering cash bonuses for employees who show up to work with proof of COVID vaccinations. Dr. Bronner's isn't requiring vaccines for employees, but is strongly recommending it. David Bronner is the CEO and says they're giving out $1,000 for proof.
It's not just a incentive for people who are on the fence. We also want to reward people, give them the incentive if they've already done it of their own volition.
Soap sales skyrocketed over the last year and a half, so this isn't the first financial reward for employees. Those who came into work early on during the pandemic got a raise they called appreciation pay.
Certain people could stay home, but people coming into work, we gave them an extra $2.50 an hour.
Rhythm Turner is an employee.
I got the vaccine after a lot of deliberation and talking with people that are really close to me.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Gore Vidal is best known as an American novelist and known as one of the most prominent liberal public intellectuals of the 20th century. Here is Vidal in the early 60s on the political state of art in the U.S.
You are born into a society and you are shaped by it, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Each of us is born into a prison of received opinion, of superstition, and of prejudices. Now, one of the functions of art is to try and define the prison. A, the artist must know he's in it, and many of them don't, and those are the bad artists. They just take it for granted. This is the way things are. They don't know that there are worlds, as Shakespeare said, there is a world elsewhere. They don't see anything past these bars. The prison is going to break you eventually, but you can at least get a look out, and it's the look out that is art.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
There are literally wounded Afghan special operations soldiers who were wounded before we pulled out, who are lying in their hospital beds waiting to be executed by these Islamic terrorists who they were fighting, and now the U.S. is supporting and saying, well, maybe we'll give them aid. We don't want to call them an enemy. And this has just been a great success. I mean, the thousands of desperate Afghans, I've lost count, Tucker. I'm drowning under the cries for help. And it is heartbreaking. And I cannot tell you how many soldiers and veterans and other people are just they're trying to put their shock and their heartache aside to do what the government isn't doing, which is live up to America's promise to leave no man behind.
Lara Logan's been reporting on this since 60 Minutes, and she knows what's happening on the ground. Steve, listening on WRC on Long Island. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Brian. My question is, if Biden states that in March he told people to get out of Afghanistan, how the heck did he allow 29 grade school kids from California to go visit Afghanistan and be turned away at the gate?
You believe that? And Daryl Issa's doing more than they are to get him out. That's a great point. Steve, he was not telling us the truth, but this isn't just about political fortunes. This is about life and death. Do you know we left most of the SIVs, those are the people that qualify, behind? Do you know that?
I know all of that, yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. I want you to hear this, too. This is John from, I'm not sure what organizations he's with now, but he did some original reporting last night that aired on Sean's show, John Solomon. And here's what he said happened. Remember, General McKenzie said, I sat in that plane with open seats on the last flight out, and I was hoping more Americans would join me, but they never came. You know why they didn't come? The door was locked. The gate was closed. Cut 20.
There's a scene unfolding Saturday and Sunday while the spinsters at the Pentagon, the State Department, and the White House are saying any American who wants to come home is going to be able to come home. And meanwhile, there are Americans waving their passports. They got through the Taliban checkpoints. They're at the gate that the U.S. military controls. They're waving their passports. We are Americans. Let us in. and they were turned away. And a colonel who is witnessing this from afar in a command center says, we're bleeping leaving American citizens behind. He could not believe it.
Either can I. And so many. You saw that lieutenant colonel in the Marines who basically resigned after 17 years, gave up his pension worth $2 million because nobody is holding themselves accountable. Larry in Florida. Hey, Larry.
Hi, how you doing, Brian? Thanks for having me.
No, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say, wouldn't the allowing of the airport to be surrounded, I had two interpreters over in Afghanistan that I called immediately when this went on to see what I could do to help get their families out. Both of them have families that are over there. When he has three family members that work for U.S. forces as a contractor and as interpreters, and they had their documentation. If they would have made it to the airport, they would have gotten in flying colors. The problem is, if the Taliban would have caught them, they wouldn't have lived to get to the gate. That, I think, was our biggest problem that we had, was we didn't bother them. We should have held Bagram. We could have held Keane and Bagram. And I just don't understand how our military leaders could have allowed one president to make that choice on how we exited.
Listen, he bulked up to 5,800 troops, but he wanted to be down to hundreds of troops. He realized there was no choice. But if he lets go Bagram, he'd have to get up with a few more troops because he'd have to create corridors, since you know the region better than I do, to allow people to come because it's a wide-open field which made Bagram so secure. So he would need to go up to maybe 10,000 soldiers temporarily, and he wanted the optics to be we're getting out, not desperate to hold on bulking up. And he keeps praying. We keep getting this faint praise of the Taliban. I hear more terror situations than I do. We're going to help the Americans get out situations. And now we're watching them in our armored vehicles, in our Black Hawks fly around. Thanks so much, Larry. Thanks for your service. Al Jazeera did give me a little bit of a good feeling. The Taliban is upset that we did actually disable some equipment. Cut 18.
The Taliban brought us here, and last night their mood was one of joy, celebration. They were shooting in the sky. There were fireworks. They were very happy that the Americans had left. The mood here today is quite different. They are disappointed. They are angry. They say they feel betrayed because all of this equipment is broken beyond repair. They say that they expected the Americans to leave helicopters like this in one piece for their use. When I said to them, why do you think that the Americans would have left everything operational for you? They said, because we believe it is a national asset and we are the government now and this could have come to great use for us. So they are very disappointed that a lot of this equipment cannot be used any longer.
My heart goes out to them. They don't have enough Blackhawks. They don't have enough armored vehicles, enough Humvees, enough rifles. They don't have enough handguns and grenades. They have gotten so much American assets, and I ask you, more I go back to that phone call, can you imagine how many more there were, when Joe Biden says the perception and the narrative has to change, did anyone say, hey, Mr. President, while we wait for the perception and narrative to change, and before we change, watch the government change, we got to get our stuff out. And don't tell me you gave it to the Afghans and it's their responsibility. It's our stuff. We have to explode it. We have to destroy it. We have to take it back. Instead, the whole country is like a weapons depot sponsored by us. Now, I know gradually without mechanics and without parts, most of this stuff will dissipate and be destroyed and be useless. But what about until then? Ian Brammer puts it in perspective from the global perspective next. He's president of the Eurasia Group. He'll be with us. I cannot wait to get his perspective on this. How we could possibly make an excuse for Joe Biden is beyond me. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. Back to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Heimy Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I've caused anyone discomfort, created pain that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jaw bear lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Historians agree there was a dark side to Karl Marx, the German-born founding father of communism and socialism. But did he actually worship the devil? Was he possessed? He wrote in a poem, "Thus heaven I forfeited, I know it well. My soul once true to God is chosen for hell." Dr. Paul Kanger.
I don't know if the guy was a Satanist or not, but if you look at what he wrote and the things that he said and the ideology that he produced and the poems and the plays, this is really disturbing, perverse stuff.
Dr. Kanger is a political science professor at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. He's also with the Faith and Freedom Institute. His book, The Devil and Karl Marx, uncovers a sinister soul of the man whose writings and economic philosophies have helped form totalitarian atheist governments like Soviet Russia and Communist China. Kanger quotes Marx's biographer, Robert Payne.
There were times when Marx seemed to be possessed by demons. He had the devil's view of the world and the devil's malignity. Sometimes Marx seemed to know that he was accomplishing works of evil.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
My predecessor had made a deal with the Taliban. When I came into office, we faced a deadline, May 1. The Taliban onslaught was coming. we faced one of two choices. Follow the agreement of the previous administration and extend it to have or extend to have more time for people to get out. Or send in thousands of more troops and escalate the war.
That is a false choice that the president keeps spouting, and he's never called out on it. President of Eurasia Group, G-Zero Media, Ian Bremmer. Ian, can you believe the series of events that took place? First and foremost, do you think those are the two options that Joe Biden had?
I do think that the drawdown of the U.S. troops that Biden had inherited, as well as the strengthening of the Taliban, and a lot of territory had been lost at that point, and a lot of lives on the part of the Afghan Defense Forces, did mean that the policy review came with the conclusion that the existing troop presence was probably unsustainable if you wanted to maintain the status quo for the 4 years of the Trump, of the Biden administration. That I think that was legitimately the recommendation that came out. But it's very different to say the only thing we could do is leave ourselves when you haven't talked to the allies about it. And let's remember, Brian, and you know this very well, for 20 years we asked the allies to come with us, and we fought with them. And when we left, we did the policy review by ourselves, and we didn't ask them what they thought or if they wanted to participate. And as you know, I mean, whether we talk about refugees or drug flows or even Islamic extremism, the Europeans are a lot more on the front lines of those issues and others that were fighting on the ground with us, like the Georgians, the Ukrainians, the Emiratis. I mean, there were dozens of countries participating, and we informed them that, well, we were, that was it. We were done. And for me, the lack of coordination was the part that really just doesn't ring true in the way that President Biden has described all of this.
Because we know that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, not denied, he said 4,000 troops, if you put the 5,600 with NATO, to sustain it would have made sense. And if not because you want to, you could say one thing, I want to give the Afghans more time to try to establish their government. Okay. The other thing is just the benefit of us having a counterterror presence that's lethal and effective, along with the CIA bases we knew very little about that were there, enables us to have a window in the communications between all the terror groups that still remain there today. But that case was never made to the American people.
Yeah, I mean, I think a combination of the branding of this, the forever wars, and the fact that a majority of Democrats, Republicans, and independents were saying consistently, we want out. Remember, I mean, the mission for this war has changed and morphed considerably over the four administrations that fought it. And so I think it was, you know, this is why it was so easy for Trump when he was running to say, I'm the one that's going to end this thing. And why it was so easy for Biden to say the same thing. And it was, and the point is, if we were going to stay, it was not going to be like a Germany or a Japan type presence. It was going to be like a Colombia type presence, where the U.S. would have a limited footprint on the ground, would be providing intelligence, but would not be fighting. And that, I think, that choice was not described. It wasn't described by Trump. And it was made, and here's where I do want to push back, Brian. That choice was made harder on the Biden administration because of the Taliban engagement under the Trump administration. Remember that in 2009, when Obama decided to press ahead with the surge, which I thought was a mistake, Biden thought it was a mistake as well at the time, and he opposed it. But he also, in 2009, said that he opposed a full withdrawal. He was strongly opposed to that. And I think that part of the reason he decided to pull out this time around was, yes, it was very popular, but also because he felt like the choice was made more difficult by the engagement with the Taliban over the previous year. And I think that is a fair criticism.
I read the six pages, and nobody liked it. I thought it was terrible. Ambassador Khalilzad cut it. He's got to come out and explain what he was thinking. Trump got this guy, Al-Brarter, out of the Pakistani prison. The prisoner swap, I think, was ill-fated. But I think anyone who understands Donald Trump, if he got a call saying, do you want me to take Kabul, or do you, meaning Al-Brarter, Borador, or are you going to take Kabul? You think for a second Trump would say, why don't you just take it? We just got to get our people out. There's no way that the part of the agreement was it was going to be a coalition government. In my humble opinion, would have ended up being a Taliban-run government eventually. But he totally left that country unarmed.
I don't know. It is very interesting to ask if Trump were still in charge. Because, again, he wanted to leave, and the generals ended up, you know, overruling or, you know, basically persuading him not to ultimately make that decision, one that he really wanted to make. If it had happened under Trump, I suspect we would have seen a lot more and earlier focus on getting the Americans out, which may well have included maintaining Bagram Air Base, but very little focus on getting out the Afghans that were working with the Americans. And you know, frankly, that might have been more popular in the United States.
How is the Biden administration evacuation, ejection from Afghanistan playing around the world?
I would say it's playing the actual evacuation, the job that American soldiers have done on the ground around Kabul Airport is playing very well. I mean, these are incredibly brave young men and women that knew that their lives were in danger, and it didn't stop them from doing their job in one iota. So that plays very well. But as I'm sure you know, because Biden made this decision unilaterally, when the G7 summit happened a week and a half ago, called by Boris Johnson, and he was very concerned when Kabul suddenly fell. He called Biden. Biden didn't return his call for 48 hours.
Amazing.
Which is kind of unconscionable.
Unbelievable.
Right? A very strange thing. And so they were very angry about that. And all of the G7 partners basically said, we want this evacuation to be extended beyond August 31st. And Biden said no. Now, on the one hand, Brian, we can say, well, I mean, come on, how can the Americans be unilateral on this? On the other, it's a lot easier for the allies to demand that the Americans stay longer because they weren't a part of the Kabul airport defense. And again, I think that's a mistake. I think that if you're fighting for 20 years with the allies and you have to defend the airport as you're leaving, you should be defending it with the allies. And then it's not the G6 against the United States. Then it's everyone together saying, we're all defending the airport. How should we handle this evacuation? Are we willing collectively to put our troops on the line for longer to ensure that we can get all of our civilians out and all of the Afghans that work with us? And that suddenly that was a decision the Americans were making by ourselves, and the allies were saying, well, how come you're not doing this? You know, failure, whatever it is, when you know something's going to go badly, and ending a war like this was clearly going to go badly, that's a fair point. But you shouldn't be doing it alone. You always want to multilateralize
failure.
I know that, you know, I own a company, and I know that if I have bad news that I need to deliver or something tough that we need to do, I want to get buy-in from the people in my organization that have been working with me for a long time. That's where I think we really failed here.
Absolutely. So when you look at the perception that we're going to act alone, that was something Donald Trump was labeled as doing. Well, he doesn't consult his allies, doesn't know what he's doing. He's a barbarian, doesn't understand international relations. This guy's got 60 years experience. All these guys are on a speed dial, and he chose not to call them, which shows that he knew that he had bad news and didn't care what they had to say, which is not going to be great when we try to unite them economically and get on our side when it comes to China or any other thing like the Iranian deal. We already see. I see two anonymous sources in this Politico story that talked about the horror of Biden's administration of leaving people behind. Here's a quote from Politico. I was absolutely appalled and literally horrified. We left Americans there. It was a hostage rescue of thousands of Americans in the guise of an NEO, non-combatant evacuation operation, and we failed the no-fail mission. Other sources had something similar to say, says the mission cannot be labeled as accomplished if Americans are left behind. Most of the SIVs are left behind. We got a lot of people who showed up at the airport last 48 hours, and General McKenzie makes a statement, I had seats, I was hoping Americans would join me, but they didn't. Did he not know the gates were locked?
Yeah, I mean, clearly the Biden administration did not want to be have to give the announcement that there were 150, 200 Americans that wanted to get out that we could not evacuate. I certainly believe, this might sound glib, but it's kind of like, you know, when you're a passenger on an airplane and they've suddenly canceled your flight, they're in contact with you. They intend to put you on another flight. They intend to get you out. They feel responsible for it, but they don't yet have a plan for it. That's kind of where we are with these civilians, is with the American citizens. The U.S. government is in contact directly with each and every one of them. They certainly have every intention to get them out. They view it as a responsibility, but there is not yet a concrete plan. And so we have Americans in harm's way still, and that's a serious challenge for the Biden administration. There's no question. That is very different from those with special immigration status, who are Afghans that have every right to come to the United States. But we, at this point, clearly do not have a plan to get all of them out, and that is a horrible thing for people that gave everything to be able to fight for their country, to defend their country. And another thing I'm upset that we seem to be blaming the Afghan Defense Forces for not fighting. Because these are people that, when the Americans were there on bases and providing advisory support and air support, they were the ones that were fighting, and they were losing thousands of soldiers.
Just
when
under 70,000.
The Americans hadn't lost one. Absolutely.
But
right up until the end. And then for us to say, after we leave Bagram in the middle of the night and don't tell their commander, the most important base, and we're engaging with the Taliban, and we're not, and that isn't a deal that's in any way been cut with the Afghan government. They were left out of it. And then say, oh, well, they're not loyal, they're not fighting, they're not brave. They're incredibly courageous, these people. And we do a huge disservice, especially for those that do end up in the United States, do end up in Europe. We need to understand, the American people need to understand just how brave these folks are.
All right, Ian Bremmer here. We're going over some of the aftermath of one of the worst series of decisions in American military and diplomatic history. I'm sure you saw the Reuters report where they got a hold of transcripts of maybe the final call between Ghani, or one of the final calls, and the president, Biden. Here's a quote. I need not tell you, Biden to Ghani, the perception around the world and in parts of Afghanistan, I believe, is that things are not going well in terms of the fight against the Taliban. And there is a need, whether it's true or not, there is a need to project a different picture. Tell me if that doesn't tell you that Joe Biden knows this thing is going south. Joe Biden still is telling people one thing, and he's telling Ghani something entirely else. In the call, he asked for air power, and Biden says no.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that Ghani's situation is rapidly unwinding and becoming untenable. Now, I mean, I don't have a lot of love for Ghani, a guy that was publicly telling his population, even his cabinet, I will stay here to the death. And then as soon as Kabul goes, he is on the first plane. And he's not even telling people in his own government that he's fleeing. They find out on the media. So I don't have a lot of confidence in the U.S. relationship with that guy. But it is true that Biden clearly knew that the Afghan Defense Forces were losing a lot of territory. The Taliban was feeling more confident, and they also had larger numbers of fighters that they could muster on the ground. You combine that with the fact that Biden also wanted out and didn't want this to implode immediately because he didn't want to be able to get Americans out at the very least, and that's something they were clearly trying to scenario plan for. I think is what's behind that conversation. But I do think that the communication to the American people was that Biden made weeks before Kabul fell.
July 8th.
Implied that they really didn't have a grasp on what the worst case scenarios could easily be. Because, you know, this is, if you know that this thing could fall apart, even if it's not your base case, you need to prepare the public for that eventuality. And also, let's keep in mind, I mean, the horrible suicide attack by ISIS-K against the Afghan civilians and our American servicemen and women that we just saw. But, you know, the most, I think, the videos that made the greatest impact on me were right at the beginning when the airport was just overrun by thousands of Afghan civilians.
Of course.
Imagine, Brian,
Ian,
if some of those civilians had been terrorists. I mean, imagine. I mean, then you don't have three people falling off a plane. Then you have a plane getting shot down, getting blown up,
with all of those civilians
on it.
Thanks so much. Global Perspective. Ian Bremmer, thanks so much. Brian Kilmeade, back with you. Close in just a moment. Don't move.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The pitch is moving up today.
Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
But how are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You know, I think people should stop beating up on the administration so much, because no matter how it ended, everyone wasn't going to be happy with the way it ended. So if there's any silver lining in this, it's going to be what happens going forward. You can't change the past. You can't bring those lives back, as awful as that is. And so, you know, I just think that sometimes, I think the administration is getting beaten up on this a little bit too much, because there's a lot of blame to go around from four different presidents, and who actually didn't have the guts to get us out of Afghanistan because they were afraid of this moment and what an exit might look like.
Is that what is called guts or stupidity? Eric, listen, WNDB in Daytona. Eric, is that what you call it? Is he gutsy, Joe Biden?
He's gutsy to stand in front of the American people and deny all of this stuff that we know that he did. He's denying it all. He's calling it a success. I am sick to my stomach, Brian, because I am reliving a very important date in my life. October 23rd, 1983, I lost one of my best friends, Lance Corporal Thomas Stowe. He was one of the 241 Marines in Beirut that was blown up in his sleep. And the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, stands there in front of we the people and does not let a congressman read the name of those 13 fallen men.
Is that amazing? Turned Brian Mast down, who lost both his legs in Afghanistan. 13 Americans, you can't read their names? Despicable. Don Lemon, nice try. Joe Biden screwed up, and he'll never, ever lose that label.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974.
Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
Delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes, and you're really tested, when you take some knocks. some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.